Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside.
Mike Q.
Is about to show you how to get it done.
Give me what I want.
Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your spine. Feel it in your back. Feel the bass drum attack. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back. Feel it in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back. Feel it in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back. Feel it in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy. Feel it in your back. Feel it in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it. Feel it in your back. Feel it. Feel it in your back. Feel it. Feel it in your back. Feel it. Feel it in your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your back. Feel it. Feel it in your back. Feel it. Feel it in your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your back. Feel it. Feel it in your back. Feel it. Feel it in your back. Feel it in your pussy. 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 Feel it in your pussy.
Mike Tucci. Russian please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, work. Study, study, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Like, push out the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have taste of pictures. Take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. So everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Buff-buff-bo. Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo. Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do. How I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please. Don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
Go.
And
it goes,
drive a roll up the partition.
And it goes,
drive a roll up the partition.
And it goes,
drive a roll up the partition.
And it goes,
drive a roll up the partition.
And it goes,
drive a roll up the partition.
And it goes,
drive a roll up the partition.
And it goes,
drive a roll up the partition.
And it goes,
thank you.
And it goes,
and
it goes.
I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here, I fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Fuck it up.
I'm the
don't touch me. Which I got a fish, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a fish, don't touch me. Which I got a fish, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you, hate you, hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You got a bitch, don't touch me. You got a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did the daddy, 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 did the daddy Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Trigger Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to all realness for $200. Open to all perfect 10. For $250, sponsored by Antonio Blunt. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an Over Pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball.
Tempted to touch in association with the legendary Mother Divine Chanel and the icon Jack Mizrahi presents Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild, Sunday, March 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Your grand prize, the Las Vegas Showcase Showdown, open to all Vogue Femme for $1,000. Many grants include the House of Cards Civil War, open to all Runway for $500. Poker Face, open to all Face with an Attitude for $500. Mr. Blackjack, Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Miss Golden Glove, Femme Queen Sex Siren for $500. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's the Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild, Sunday, March 16th, 2014. Doors open at 1 p.m. Ball starts 3 p.m. sharp. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. Includes refreshments for 10 people. Backstage dressing room, $75. The location, Fort Cheyenne, 2414 East Cheyenne Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. Special appearances by the legendary Laomi Prodigy, Deshaun Levin, and Marquise Revlon. Masters of the microphone, the Hall of Famer Selvin Mizrahi, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. For more information, contact Divine Chanel on Facebook, or Jack Mizrahi on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated Sunday, March 16th, the Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild. Legendary Trey Blahnik and legendary Monique Khan present the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, March 22nd. Grand prize, open to all Runway, Masterpiece Theater for $1,000. Mini grants include open to all Legendary Performance, Operation Black Ops for $500. Open to all Performance, Queen of the Jungle for $500. Open to all Face, Timeless Beauty for $250. FM Queen Realness, Transformation for 250. Trans Man versus Butch Queen Realness, Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thugs, Lust Over the Lady for $200. Again, that's the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, March 22nd. Your location, the Paradox Nightclub in Baltimore, Maryland. Doors open at midnight. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. For more information, contact Legendary Trebre Blahnik or Legendary Monique Khan on Facebook, or visit the event page dated March 22nd, the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball.
September 27, 2013, three members of the Legendary Houses came together, Chanel, Mizrahi, and Ninja, and they formed the New Generation. TNG presents Animation Domination, Saturday, March 29, 2014, in St. Petersburg, Florida. Grand prize, open to all performance for $500 and a $10 pot. Mini grants include open to all runway for $350, $150 sponsored by Tone Milan. Butch Queen Face for $150. Open to all realness for $150 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, March 29th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $100. You'll get a bottle of wine and liquor in hors d'oeuvres. Doors open at 9 p.m., LSS at 10:30. Your commentator, Father Memphis Khan, will be on the mic with a special performance by the legendary mother, Power Infinity, and Nikki Black. For more information, check out Facebook event page, dated March 29th. Animation Domination.
This episode of Tensor Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tensorchops for your free one book download and 30-day trial membership.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know.
Good evening, and once again, welcome to the highest rated and the number one radio show. We built this city on bricks and love. Trash Talk Tuesday with your host, the overall prince of the House of Brick Bridges, Jason Bridge himself. I am not feeling well today, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to give you a show because the show must always go on. Now, hello to the chat room. Hello to my special little group of friends. Hello to Blog Talk chat room. How are you? Before we get into any madness and mayhem, I must say this. Reading is fundamental, and for the girls that don't have time to actually pick up a book, make sure you go to audibletrial.com/tensandchops and download Fighting for Dummies, because clearly some of you need to learn how to fight. Without further ado, let me bring on the rest of the family and our crew.
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Got us fucked up in here on that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. Got us fucked up out here on that bullshit.
Hello, little brother.
What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just dealing with sinus congestion, so I'm not going to do too much tonight. So tonight, I'm stepping aside, and I'm letting you have all the fun. So how are you? How was your weekend?
Well, you know, I ain't do shit over the weekend. I just sat in the house and chilled, you know. I ain't go nowhere. Didn't do nothing. Parked my car on a Friday. Didn't do nothing until I had to wake up Monday morning, you know. Just chilled. Slept in. Watched The Walking Dead. And, you know, I ain't know how good that goddamn show was, but, yeah. Very good.
So are you all caught up with the link that I sent you? Are you all caught up to speed with me and Jasmine?
No, actually I'm not, because Sunday was the last of the of season 3 when I was trying to catch up. So now with that link, I'm going to start on season 4, you know, towards this weekend, going on and get all the way catched up, caught up.
Okay.
I was so ghetto with that. You know, you got to use your English correctly on this show before bitches start coming in trying to read like you illiterate and ain't had no education and shit, you know. But we're not going to talk about that.
Right. Because we know we live in a fantasy world where we think London is our real mother. But without further ado, let me bring on our neighbors.
Hello,
Joel and Justin. How are you?
What's going on? I'm good. How are you? Hey, Rock.
What's up, everybody?
It's a hard knock life. All right.
Yeah, brick one and brick two are here.
Brick.
Hey, how y'all doing, Brick? Hey, Brick. What's up, Brick? Not
What's
one
good?
And not two. Hey.
Yes, for the Brick.
Call me. I'm not three, not four. What's up, Brick family?
Well, J-Rock, I can't speak to you. I don't know who you are. Sorry. It's not in my contract.
Oh, okay. I'm
Bye-bye.
Sorry.
So, Justin, Joel, how was your weekend?
I love Joel.
It was wonderful. It was good. It was great.
I had a fucked up weekend, but it was productive.
You haven't had a fucked up weekend if your teeth is straight and your breath don't stink.
Here we go. Let me pop this.
My weekend was fucked up because my date tried it, and everything had been trying it with not trying it, but had been doing a little bit of extra with a little bit of everybody, and I found out about it and from my other ex, and I had a really, really interesting weekend on that half. But other than that, I'm here, and I inboxed you too, J-Rock, so I feel like you tried me.
You inboxed me? When did you inbox me?
If you go to your inbox when I sent you a message, you'll see what I said. So
when? I'm not when, though. When?
It's been a couple of days, because Jason can tell you it's been a couple of days, because I talked to him about it.
Yeah, it was probably over the weekend, J-Rock. But when he said it to me, I didn't say nothing to him. It probably wasn't no shade, because you probably don't. I'm thinking you don't check your inbox a lot, so you probably overlooked it. And I don't know if you all aren't Facebook friends, it's probably gonna go to you. It's probably in your other box anyway. Because
the shade is
Facebook.
We are Facebook friends, so I know you got it because it said seen, so I know you looked at it.
Well, you know, I have to let you know something about me. I'm kind of like old school, so like. Facebook, you know, it may sound surprising to the internet world and the radio station, but I really don't live on Facebook, so I do Facebook like I do my phone messages. I just really don't even look at them. Then when I do see them, I'll be like, oh, shit. You know, so on both of my pages, I always go and I be having messages from like 3 days ago. But it's never like no shade. The only thing that I answer is text messages because it's like they come. My phone ring. My phone don't ring for Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, last night, not cutting you off, last night I listen to the show, and I was, and I'm always in the Blog Talk chat room because I was in the Blog Talk chat room before I was a part of the show. And there was a woman in the room, and her name is Renee, and Renee has been around since last week, and Renee has been spewing her negative energy since last week about what we as men should be as gay men or men, period, black men. So I invited Renee to be a part of tonight. Yeah, I did because I wanted to have a conversation with her. It's Trash Talk Tuesday, but I was going, we are going to be gentlemen about the situation. So I did invite Renee to come through, but I'm looking in the Blog Talk chat room and I don't see her. But there's a strange number with its hand up. So I'm about to bring them on, and we're about to see who she is. So maybe it's Renee. So gentlemen, if it's Renee, we're going to give her a great big Trash Talk Tuesday welcome and listen to what she has to say, and we'll just go from there. 323-286, you're on the air. I guess that was Renee because she took her hand down and now she's gone. So, Renee, if you are listening.
She got scared, baby.
So, Renee, if you are listening, I did invite you, and you are more than welcome to sit with us and discuss things, because I really would like to talk to you. So,
yes, Renee,
that,
come sit with us. You know anybody can sit with us. It ain't like we're famous or nothing. I mean, we're bricks. Come sit with us.
Right. I mean, just follow the yellow brick road. And when you hear the music and the queen, you know you reached the party. You know you reached the party. So, I don't know.
But
if
you smell something, but if you smell something that smells like Badoosie, turn around because we know who that is.
That's just my flying monkeys having fun.
Oh, that's what his breath smell like, flying monkeys, bitch. I'm done.
Not the flying monkeys.
So I don't know if you guys have been seeing what's going on or been hearing what's going on, but the big mess
maybe
has been really doing shows. What's in the water in the Midwest? Midwest girls, give me a call. Come on and talk some trash. Tell us what's really tea. Why y'all girls at it? I mean, what's going on? Is the WWE holding auditions? Are we going from ballroom to wrestling now? What is really going on?
I don't know. I think, you know what I think about Chicago? I think Chicago is kind of like, if y'all really look at it, think about it, even on the straight side, people out there just fighting for fucking nothing. And then, you know, all these, I think it's just, that's the same thing. It just rolls right on over to the gay scene. They just be fighting and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, people travel a long ways, y'all, for these balls and stuff. And I got some inboxes over the weekend, and, you know, for people that was very excited about going to Chicago. And then I was like, so how you do? They was like, oh, they didn't even get to my category. And I'm like, now that's fucked up.
Yeah, I saw several posts where people, like, they were like, they didn't get to my category, or, you know, it was like, I paid all this money, and I pumped all this way, and they didn't get to it. So no shade, you know. I'll be fighting over that, but, you know.
Well, hold on, Justin.
You didn't
go to the ball, so you shouldn't have an opinion.
You said what?
You didn't go to the ball, so you should not have an opinion.
Girl.
Let me tell you something. We're not gonna start that stupid ass bullshit. You gotta be dumb as fuck to tell a grown ass man he don't have a fucking opinion about something that entertains him. It's called motherfucking entertainment, you dumb ass, foolish ass, stupid ass bitch. Cause I know you fucking listening, and if you're not listening, you're gonna listen to the archive. Don't tell nobody they don't got no motherfucking opinion, you dog bitch, you. That's
I will
stupid.
Say to the very least, I've won trophies. I've been shot before, so I've had
my
experience. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm on DVD, I'm not on VHS, so it's no shade.
Don't say VHS, bitch, because if you say VHS, I keep forgetting his name, bitch, he always used that.
But, I mean, it's no shade. I do have an opinion. So when people say stuff like that, they better, I mean, you need to say it to people who it's addressed to. Don't throw a blank statement out there for people, and you don't know their history. So it's no shade.
Child, it's just funny to me how people come and then they just get so pressed. One minute they want to kiki with you, then when you try to kiki with them, then they want to, you know, come for you. You know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, sometimes I just be like, what the fuck? Girl, I thought this was supposed to be fun. This was supposed to be laughing, ha-ha. You know, but damn.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to, I don't give life, I just give death. So I'm not going to give too much life.
Well, that's what his breath gives, death. So he's giving the same thing you're giving, death.
Okay.
I'm not doing this. I'm not. 773-778, how are you? And you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
What's the business?
Hi. Hey, what's going on, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Fuck you, Queer. Fuck you and everything about you.
Oh,
is
my
this
God.
Devin?
Why are you
Dev, oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen.
Dev, did you? Ooh, Dev, I wanted to talk to
have,
you.
We have the legendary Old Way himself.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. I'm going to have
air.
Enough problems as it is.
So, Dev, can you tell us what's going on in the Midwest?
Wait, how you go from calling it the Midwest to calling it the Midwest, the both of one of us?
No, I'm just asking you, Dev. You,
yeah,
Dev, I'm just asking you.
Yeah, you tried that. You tried that a whole lot.
Ain't you in Chicago?
I'm just asking. Wait, before we get through this whole entire thing with all of y'all in this round panel, who all on the phone so I can say, hey, I like to be cordial.
I am the legendary Brick himself.
I'm the iconic Brick, Joel.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joel, I heard you've been stirring up a lot of shadiness.
Who?
I like
me.
You.
Oh, my
like
God.
You.
That is so not. No, that's wrong.
Them eyebrows kind of jacked to Jesus, but I like you, honey.
Thank you. I was giving Mugler tease, you know.
Yes,
hey,
God, come on for the Apple stop.
This is the Hall of Famer, yeah. Justin. What's up?
Hey, Justin. Is that Justin? Justin.
Just which
yes,
Justin?
That's Justin. Justin.
Is that him?
Yeah. What's up?
The only know what? One Justin did.
That's wow. Not the Justin you. That's
oh,
not
the
Justin you met on BGC.
To, what am I supposed to get?
Ooh.
Okay, we're going to stop talking about J-Rock and BGC right now, but we're going to leave that alone. I got pictures.
Ooh,
that's all I'm
going to
say. I'm supposed
so
to whoop your ass,
walked,
Justin, but I'm going to leave it alone.
So Dev,
I'll see you
so
on
the way. I was away.
Oh, I was about to say.
How did it feel being out on the runway again and all of that stuff?
This session was exhausting.
It was exhausting.
Yes, bitch. It's 12 years since I stepped on the floor, bitch. And you know, bitch. I ain't the girl in the picture no more. So, bitch.
Yes.
I was kind of grateful. No shade. I was kind of grateful for the chop, honey. I was ready to go sit down. I don't think I would have made it through that battle. But you know, I set the motherfucking room on fire before I went to go sit down. So I ain't mad about it. It was cool. It was cute. Now, wait, can we get through this whole situation? J-Rock, y'all have never had a ball. Y'all have never had a fight in Texas, right?
Y'all never had a who?
Y'all never had a fight in Texas, to the best of my knowledge, ever, have y'all?
Mm-mm. We've never had a fight. They always ended, and all the cash was given. If it's different, then the only ball that didn't end was in January, this past January 31st. Three categories didn't make it, and that was the first time we didn't end the ball.
If I'm not mistaken, it was a couple of more balls that actually didn't finish.
No. That's a lie. No, that's a lie.
It was a
you
few
got,
balls down there.
No, there is never. There is a never. I want you to pull
no,
it up. There
it
has only been one
that
ball
going that didn't finish.
That was January 31st.
So,
it's only
so,
one.
Wait, so let me get this straight. We live through ballroom history, and for me, this is like 1998 on down to like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all really have a tendency to always have this whole thing about the Midwest never finishing a category and never finishing a ball or whatever or a fight breakout. But y'all say that like we the only motherfucking region that has that problem.
No, y'all not the only region. I think that what everybody
Dev,
was now,
I don't
know. Everybody was saying that they already know, like, before the awards ball even happened, you had Shade out there like, well, child, I'm not going because they're not going to finish. You see what I'm saying? But it wasn't like,
that
I
was,
mean,
wait,
everybody.
That was the same
ball.
That was the same thing that the girl said about the last three balls that they actually didn't turn around. They said, well, I'm not going to this ball because you know it's not going to finish. The little media takeout ball, they read that down for filth and said they wasn't going to finish that or whatever the case may be, or that ball ain't even going to happen. And the girls turned around and paid it, and they still trucked down there, and they still did what they did. It was a couple of balls that happened in every city and every state that don't never finish, that don't never give out the cash, and y'all tried it.
Well, you know, child, they're going to try it. When it's your weekend.
And say, well, girl, they weren't going to finish it anyway. Y'all knew they weren't going to finish it.
Well,
but
I just heard them saying,
are
you going to
Dave, I'm going to need you to speed up the point because I have other people with their hands up.
Get to them girls who got their hands up, because this is a key to me that the girls keep saying for years and years that we don't ever get through it. Like, don't nobody else get through theirs.
Are y'all gonna listen to an icon or what?
But question. I'm gonna get this correct because I want to make sure I say this correctly. The categories were pushed up, and then some of the categories were not finished. So technically, you did not finish the ball. Am I correct?
No, that's not the way it went. The time was supposed to be, according to the way it was supposed to go. You know, daylight savings. The girls got pushed. We lost the hour. They lost the hour on the ball. So they lost the hour. Then the other bullshit started happening. Yes, it was a fight. Yes, it was a fight. But that fight was three categories in. Child, they ended the fight real quick, and the ball went on. They pressed through
the
categories.
So the fights had nothing to do with the ball not finishing.
The ball itself, no. The fight had absolutely nothing to do with that bullshit.
See, that's why I wanted you on the phone. You were
there. They did give out all the cash. Now, whatever was going on with the girls are saying it, but, child, they gave out the cash that they were supposed to give out. Now, the police
told
them that they couldn't be selling liquor.
Because people are taking their hands down because you're taking too long, so I'm going to need you to write your sentences together and make them short. So you stay right there. Next caller is 404-480.
I'm muted.
404-480. Hello? Okay, this is what's
going to
happen.
Hello?
Can y'all
hear me now? I'm sorry, I had my shit messed up.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
All right. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about, I got these girls, they be all over me, you know what I'm saying? But I'm married. I don't know what the hell to do. I ain't been in this
case.
Wait, what are you saying? You got these girls all over. What type of girls are all over you, though?
Are they trannies or, you know?
You said what?
I mean, I like trannies, but no, they ain't trannies.
They like trannies, but they're not trannies. They're females.
I mean, all right, I'll tell you what they are. I have a basement, and these girls are my slaves. I got them chained up in my basement.
Okay, next caller.
No, I want to see where this goes.
Next caller is a private caller. I'm not. It's not enough drugs out there that's going to make me entertain. Private caller, you're on the air.
Oh my God, really? Girl.
Okay, so this is what's going to happen tonight.
They storming.
I am not entertaining stupidity. Foolishness I will tolerate, but tonight I am not entertaining stupidity.
This is what happens when Bishop promotes his number in these rooms.
You know what? No shade. Am I the only one that got added to a lot of fucking groups that I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-mm.
Bishop,
I only do select groups. If it's something that I don't see, I click X because I ain't got time. The boy be at work and I ain't got time. I want to laugh and stuff while I'm at work. I ain't got time to be stressed out at work because of some foolishness that somebody added me to.
It was some girl
that
I was sitting in the sentence
to your friend's list.
I had let my guard down. I was like, all right, let me go on and add Bishop. Let me add Bishop. I added Bishop, and all kind of crazy shit started popping up on my fucking timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, girls do not care if you're gay. I'm just letting y'all know that right now. Them girls do not care about gay no more. Them bitches be just, I'm like, oh, shit. Bitch,
okay.
I don't want you.
Exactly.
But I thought you said you were bi.
I don't want them. Look, have you seen? Listen, look at the girls in this group. I don't want them. That is nasty. Who the fuck wants some old saggy? Who wants some old saggy titty, dimpled ass? Don't nobody want all that shit.
We J-Rock, we can't do that because we may have saggy titty, dimple butt listeners. We can't discriminate against
them. Oh, I'm
them.
So sorry.
Next
well, if your titties is saggy and your butt is dimpley, I'm sorry.
I got a B cup, so I ain't bothered.
Next caller is 646-481.
Yeah, kind of draining, but can we know why the cons are beating everybody's ass in ballroom nowadays?
I mean, that slogan statement says it all.
What
the cons
is going
are
on with
fierce.
The cons? They got this ball coming up, and they just beating everybody's ass at all the bars. Lil' James beating ass. Jamie Lee beating ass. She beating up Lil' Mizrahi boy over some trade piece. What's going on, cons?
Maybe.
Well, if there are any cons listening that want to come on and answer the question, the caller's question, and the question was, why are the cons attacking? So if there's anyone that can give any real definition or explain why all these fights are happening, please feel free to press 1. I'm sorry?
Is this what the purge mean? They're just going to beat everybody's ass at the con ball?
They're
going to like it to start whooping ass.
Well, bitch, I know who's going to beat her as me.
Well, I don't know, but thank you, Carl. I'm going to put you back on hold. If you have another question, press 1 again.
It's going to be the purge, bitch.
Mm-hmm. The purge.
Baby, that
real.
Video, that boy was knuckling up in that video.
Baby. This is what I don't understand. You go on WorldStar and you see these people, you know, they knock each other out and they bloody and all these. But when you see the queen fight, and it's just like, what are you doing?
I mean,
what are you doing?
But see, most of us don't really fight like that. A lot of girls really don't fight like that. A lot of us don't, you know, they didn't grow up. If you didn't grow up in the hood where you really had to scrap and fight for your life, you're not going to be an average fighter like that. I don't even think
it's like having a fight for your life if you just didn't grow up around an environment where you just fought. Because, I mean, like,
okay.
Some people, you know, like where I grew up at, we didn't fight because we was mad at each other. We would go get boxing gloves and just go in the backyard and, you know, all the kids and everything, you know, I want you, let's go. And it's not like we mad. We just want to know who's going to win. Now, if somebody get knocked out, they get knocked out, you know, get the little ammonia thing,
I mean,
pop it, put it under their nose.
When we were mad at each other and we wanted to fight, we just went in the room, cut the lights off, got in the bed, and wrestled. I mean,
wait a minute, y'all, you were gay your whole life. What kind of gay? That's the most kind of punching. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm. See, I mean, where I grew up, my bus stop would let me off in the hood, and they would always try me, so I would end up having to box my way back home to where I stayed. So I end up having to learn how to fight doing shit like that. So that's why I don't be bothered. Like, if you run up on me like that, we gonna have to go at it. And it's just one of them things. But I don't think the average girl is gonna be giving all of that. They gonna give a cute windmill, a karate kick.
Bitch, if a bitch come windmilling me, I'm going to headbutt the fuck out of them. But
Dave, I am not a nasty hooker. So don't call me that again. I think I take offense to that. Why do I have to be a nasty hooker because we resolve our fight, we resolve our issues by going in the house and wrestling in the dark, in the bed? I don't understand that, why that makes me a nasty hooker. Anyway, Mona, no, we're not going to sit here and talk about how we tough eggs or warriors. Press one, Miss Honey, because I'm sick of you in your mouth anyway, Miss Mona.
Mona not going to press one.
Anyway.
Mona not going to press one.
No, I know she's not going to press one.
This is my opinion on that little video, that little clip they had of James and the Ebony child. I think that James was, like, he had the upper hand on him, so I don't know why his lover tried to get in the middle of that and jump somebody, because it wasn't like, you know, he was on the floor or something, or he was beating him up. Like, I just thought that that was wrong. And then the femme queen or whatever it was, the big lady came and, you know, tried to hit somebody. And then it was just a whole melee for no reason. Like, it should have just been one-on-one. But then I guess
right.
he got caught up in the heat of the moment, but you don't.
But this is the thing. This is the whole thing. I'm going to be honest with you. And I mean, if you ever in those situations, but if you're in a situation where you're in a group of girls and you fighting and you
right.
don't know who's on whose side and whatever's going on, it's for you to be up on, if it's your Judy, your lover, who it's for you to run up, because you never know who might be in the background ready to knock you in the back of your head.
But nobody ran up on James, though.
No, but, I mean, you don't know. I mean, all them girls standing around, shit.
Baby,
well, you know,
he ran up on,
you know,
the Ebony Child.
Okay, we have two callers. We have two callers. First call is 347-616. For us to be bricks, we sure get a lot of callers. 347-616.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. I watch all these fights on YouTube, and none of these girls can fight because when
okay.
you fight, you're supposed to get hurt. Nobody's ever hurt after a fight. Nobody's bloody. Nobody's scarred up. Everybody
Thank
still
you.
Looks the same. That's not fighting.
Carla, can I ask you a question? Just a question. Would you really want to see all of that blood and stuff and mayhem and would you? I mean, I get what you're saying, where it just looks like choreographed dancing. Right.
First of all, they show me
because
doing
I didn't get your name, but call it. I mean, my thing is.
I'm mingling Natasha Surge.
Hey, Malini.
Okay,
how you doing?
Oh, hey, man.
I grew up in Brooklyn, and we had to really fight the boys. We wasn't windmilling and kicking and scratching. We really had to grab a boy by the head, slam his head against the wall. Like, you really had to do damage. I'm from the era where you really fought.
That's like Def Jam Fight for New York. Y'all throwing people heads into speakers and shit.
Oh, that was my favorite. Oh, yes, that was my favorite video game. I might have to play that when we get off the show. I understand what you're saying, but, I mean, and this is, I'm not going to do too much tomorrow, but tomorrow.
Black foot queens are fighting like white women. I mean, like, really. It's like, that's not fighting.
I don't know. I've seen some white women on UFC, and they don't be playing.
Right. To me, they're fighting for world. They're fighting. I mean, it's world star fighting. But, I mean, would we really want to see somebody bloody to a pulp? Bleeding and stuff.
Well,
I mean,
this is the thing. I think that what's going to happen is they're going to pick the wrong girl to run up and play that type of game with, and they're really going to seriously get hurt, and then somebody's going to learn a lesson.
And that's why I've always said, the day
right.
that a bitch want to touch me, I have dragged and I have been dragged. So whichever one you want to do, you take your choice. Now, if I end up dragging you, bitch,
well,
bitch,
man,
you better get me before I get you.
Well, man,
Jason, before we go to this next caller,
go ahead, Z-Rod.
Let me make this disclaimer. Everybody keeps saying the Khan child and the Ebony child. Let me let y'all know right now, there is no mess between the Khans and the fucking Ebonys. There is no mess. What people do on their personal time is what they do on their personal time. But there is no There is no mess between the House of Khan and the House of Ebony. That is our family. So if anybody got anything to say about it, I said it. Now who the fuck gonna pop me? There is no problem between the two houses. So quit saying the shit.
Thank you, J-Rock.
Moving on.
How would you rather address it than J-Rock?
No, I'm saying it's fine. You saying the Ebony Child of the Contra, just call their first names. I mean, I'm just saying no, not
well,
you all.
James. I don't know the other
Okay, well,
name.
I'm just saying. I'm saying because a lot of people are saying, does this, no, what does this mean with the Ebony's, ooh, are the Ebony's in the, no, don't, no. You know what I'm saying? Now, if y'all just talking about the particular, like tonight, y'all just talking about the particular situation.
Right.
But I'm tired of hearing people trying to bring it more than what it fucking is when it's not that.
You're right.
Okay.
And everybody feed into this mess so much, but nobody is talking about how the House of Ebony slayed the Midwest for the awards ball by winning over 95% of their other years, including House of the Year.
Well, congratulations to the House of Ebony.
Like, where the fuck you do that at?
Okay. And the next caller is 513-526. You're on the air.
Okay.
Okay. And the next caller is now a private caller.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go.
Private caller, you're on the yes. I'm 100%
That is Bishop's family.
Next caller is 661.
Let me find out they're trying to boycott the two. Let me be quiet.
Next caller is 661-748. How are you this evening?
Yeah, hi. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I'm sorry you have to deal with all these people tonight.
Okay.
I've never heard this much crap broadcasted by these absent-minded people.
Well, thank you, caller.
I'm so really
sorry. Is this your first time listening?
No, this is not my first time listening.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you think about all the violence that's going on, the fighting and stuff? What do you do?
Real quick, I would like to say that because this is Trash Talk Tuesdays, I would like to trash talk those people that are calling into your show trying to destroy it. You guys are a bunch of fucking dicks. All right, now I got that out of the way. I would like to say that you guys are a bunch of stupid niggers, and I hope you all fucking die and burn in hell.
Oh, thank you, caller.
I'm ready for my tan, bitch.
Well, bricks don't burn, so I'm good.
Thank you.
Right. Bricks don't burn.
I mean, to the people who are sitting on the line, that feel the only thing that they can come up with is call us niggers, and we're going to burn.
Wait a minute, let me say this, Justice. Let me explain to all you people that this is like when I worked at a nursing home and you had to take care of the patients and they couldn't walk and they couldn't wash themselves and they couldn't do anything like that and they would cuss you out. I don't understand how you're calling into a show where I can see your phone number and you're on a radio show that's being recorded and you're calling us ignorant niggers and all of that kind of, those type of, using that type of derogatory language with us, and I have your phone number. So who's really the stupid person here? The next caller is 917-294.
Hello. Hey. Hello. Hey. What's going on? What's going on, Jasmine? What's up, J-Rock? What's up, everybody? Justin.
Hey.
Hey, Diana.
What's happening?
Oh, I thought that was Alexis.
Alive.
You thought that was a what?
Alexis.
Y'all girls are all a child. I could pour some fierce tea with y'all girls.
Hell.
Oh, well, let me get my cup. Well, I got the kettle on. Let me get the cup ready.
I'm going to get my wine glass.
Oh, Lord. Now, child, what is all this mess about these fights on Facebook today, honey? Y'all, the girls have warned me.
That's what we're trying to figure out, Diana.
First of all, like that caller said a few minutes ago, honey, what did these girls call that fighting, honey? If your girls is supposed to record things, honey, the girl's supposed to be laid out. Paramedics.
Okay.
That's no shade.
I need a doctor. I need a doctor.
Honey, nobody should be saying nothing. Honey, the girl's supposed to be stretched out, honey. That's it. But it's too much fighting going on over nothing. Because, girl, the girls be talking about they fighting over words. Bitch, people get killed for less. So.
I think it's that some people don't know how to handle their liquor and they act a little bit crazy. When they're intoxicated?
Well, first of all, it shouldn't have been 30 people to one room anyway. Let's just talk about that.
I gotta go.
Diana,
you can't say that when they live 60 people to one apartment.
But that's even worse. Bitch, we're talking about what's displayed on the video. I don't know what the girls do at home. But when you post videos, honey, I saw the girls, lots of girls were sitting on that bed while the girls was tussling and rolling around like Tina Turner, honey. So,
I ain't going nowhere because I paid my part.
The girls could have at least been trying to break it. The girls like, oh, stop. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Bitch, what is that?
Well, I want to know who's going to pay for that TV.
I done told y'all the room is registered to Mia Rosenblum. I done told y'all. I don't go stand for that room, girl. I mean, Miss Mia is sending the police to that hotel, honey. So I hope the girls ain't leave no tracks, because the Jews do sue. And lock the girl immediately.
Well, Diane, I'm not going to put you on hold. You stay right there. Let me take this private caller.
Okay.
Here we go.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Some niggers never...
Oh, no. Not again.
Okay.
How you going to sit up with us late night and just all you want to do is sit on the line and play, like, racist songs? I don't get it.
Child,
okay,
honey,
the next caller. The next caller is live, so I don't know, but they got live next to their name, so we're about to find out who live is. Caller, you're on the air.
Ignorant, just let things be.
Oh, my Jesus.
Let me say this.
We've
I know
not
what's
yet
going
lost
on.
All our graces. The hounds will stay in chains.
Girl.
Look upon your greatness.
Yes,
it's call out then, a 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 call out then.
Just a beat.
Hello, everyone.
Hey,
Jasmine.
I just want to say to all the little harassing white trash that's calling into the show tonight, thank you so much for making my ratings go up, and you're filling my pocketbook and my purse with lots of coins and change. Let them continue to call, because the more they call, the more the ratings reach higher and higher, and so does my dollar sign. Thank you so much, and see you tomorrow.
Slam the door.
Well, mother, the mother of all mothers has spoken, so thank you.
But the, you know what the shade is? Whoever that caller is, honey, they're about to hike up and ride on some big old black trade, child. That's the shade. That's the tea, honey. The girl's like, yes, I'm calling y'all niggas, but honey, I got me a prime one right here. Wait a minute, who's all on the show tonight?
Well,
the icon
Diana,
break, Joelle. What's going on?
Well,
No, just, I was just asking. I was just wanting to know who's on the show.
Well, just the same. Right, all of the J's are here: Justin, J Rock, Justin, and Joelle.
Okay.
Oh, I do want to say, give a shout out to Shamika. Shamika, I hope that everything in your situation. I don't really know all of the details because I really haven't talked to you, but I hope everything is going well. My prayers go out to your friend and your friend's family. Reach out, let me know how you are, and if there's anything that we can possibly do other than prayer, let us know. Yeah, Shamika.
Oh.
But yeah.
I gotta run. I'm gonna call y'all back. I'm gonna call back in though. I gotta run real quick.
All right.
Thank
you. Take that one more shot.
The next caller is 931-27. Let's see, 931-278.
Hey, what's going on, you filthy fucking niggers?
Hey, you
when
filthy
you
fucking white trash. What's
hey,
good?
Fuck you stupid nigger.
Fuck you, you white trash.
You're a fucking faggot. Why am I white trash when you're a nigger and a faggot?
I mean, I don't know why you're white trash. Explain
well,
it to me.
Talking out of your asshole, you stupid queer.
I'm talking
you
with my mouth.
931. So you're calling from 931-278. Okay. Thank you, 931-278. Private caller, you're on the air.
I like tea, but I don't like niggers. No, siree. There's two no things that like you. I'm all eating sloth in a big black spook, you know. Cause I show it like a barnyard rooster, I crow it. And the end of a lace.
Wow.
I love that song.
You know what's crazy? It's like, oh my God.
This is a
I'm not even going to do it.
But y'all want to, that's what I'm saying, but y'all want to go out there and fight each other. Y'all want to go out there and fight each other, blood each other up, and act a fool on each other, but then y'all got this kind of shit going on against you, especially
okay.
being homosexual.
I
want but we
to
want
to
fight
this.
Each other, though.
I think
yeah,
that,
maybe.
Cause I'm not going to entertain that foolishness. I think that, going back to the fighting thing, I don't think that a butch queen should be putting hands on a femme queen. Out of respect, because, like, when Danny did it with Kelly and then the girl that was fighting right now, I don't think you should do that. I think you should have enough respect to not put your hands on no female.
Annie Butch, let me tell you something, and I don't care who got something to say about it. Annie
it's my
Butch
opinion.
Queen,
my opinion.
Any Butch queen that has to just go as far as putting their hands on a femme queen want to be femme queens themselves. And I am convinced. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
I've tried. At first, I was like, no. At first, I told myself, J-Rock, you wrong. But no, most of the people that have problems with film queens, I ain't got to respect her. She's a man. I don't have to. Those bitches want to be women themselves. But they're too scared to live the hard life that those film queens are living. So y'all want to be little punks and keep y'all butch queen persona, but on the inside, you're a fucking film queen. And that's why you feel you can fight with that girl. Because every time a film queen gets frogged with me, I just let it go, just like I let it go with another, you know, I look at them like they're girls. So they are to me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want us to dwell and harp on the fighting too much because that is the State of Emergency show tomorrow. So tune in with the CEO herself, Jasmine Couture, where we will be talking about ratchetness and fighting.
Well,
no,
speaking of ratchetness,
go ahead.
Did you see that video of Barack Obama when he went overseas and he was trying to shake the people's hands and they just kept on paying him like dust?
No, I didn't see. I saw something when he was supposed to have been, he was on some comedy thing, but I didn't see that.
Oh,
We have two callers, and then we're going to take a commercial break. 903-593.
Femme queens are not women.
Exactly. Thank you, woman. happy women.
Nobody says that they were women, though, but they're giving the illusion. So you should have enough.
No, this
respect.
Is what you said, Joelle. You said something about a butch queen shouldn't put their hands on femme queens or something because
they look like
girls. Right, but they're not women; they're men. No, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't say that. I said they look like females.
I guess the better way to put it is if you carry yourself like a woman, if you carry yourself in a womanly fashion, I don't feel like your people should be putting hands on you. If you're running around in a regressed state, I'm trying to be technical in the way I say this, then you're gonna get what you expect. I would never want to be in a situation where a female figure is around me getting her hands. I couldn't do that. I don't like women getting their hands be put on and just in general. So that would make me go to another level. So if you acting like a dude and be expected to get treated like one, I guess I don't want to sound negative at all, but.
Okay. Thank you, caller. I'm not going to touch that. The only thing that I'm really going to say on that matter is that, no, they are female figures, and they are representing a female. They may have been born males, but they're choosing to live their lives as women and in the process to become a woman. So once they cross over from dressing like a man, however they still act, that's just like I wanted to say to Renee, if Renee had called in. You're a woman. I'm a man. There's no way you can tell me how to act as a man when you're a woman. So as a gay man, I can't tell a femme queen how she should or should not act. But thank you, caller. We're going to go to the next caller, and it's a private caller.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, what's going on?
Private caller,
you're
on
it. Fucking faggot.
Why is he calling private?
Hey, doll, baby. Hey, doll.
Next caller is 34. Next caller is they're gone. Next caller is 347-819.
You know what? I'm not.
Okay, on that
long,
note, guys, we're going right on. I mean, J-Rock, of course we're not stupid. We know what's going on, but the ratings are still
Thank
up.
You.
They're over. There are over 100 people in the queue with their hand, their whatever. We're going to take a commercial break and come right back.
The 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, presented by Father Amp Lovin and Father Bam Bam Ebony, Saturday, June 14th in Richmond, Virginia. Your grand prizes include Open to All Best Dress for $1,000, Open to All Perfect 10 for $1,000, European Runway versus All American for $1,000, Femme Queen Face for $1,000, and Femme Queen Performance for $1,000. Mini grants include Performance for $500, Legendary Performance for $500. Open to All Legendary Runway for $500. Butch Queen Sex Diamond for $500. Butch Queen Twisters for $500. Open to All Legendary Realness for $500. Butch Queen and Drag Face for $500. And Father vs. Father for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia, Saturday, June 14th. Your location, Skateland in Richmond, Virginia. Your commentators include the icons Jack and Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Von Alor St. Laurent. For more information, contact Father Amp Lovin on Facebook, or Father Bam Bam Ebony on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated June 14th, the 12th Annual Virginia Awards Ball, La Mafia.
The annual purge has commenced. For the next 12 hours, all crime is legal. Emergency services will be available.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge. 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, schoolboy versus pretty boy versus thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banshee Cunt versus Up and Drag Realness for $500. Realness as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Khan, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th. The Purge. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include open to all Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, open to all Runway for $250, open to all Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting The Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd. Or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information. Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi present Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson, one twister, let's team up with a Butch Queen and Drag for a Vogue Femme. Mini grands include open to all runway for $500. Femme Queen performance, Beyonce for $400. Male figure realness for $200. Female figure realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the Icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Bonalore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday and an aftermath will be Sunday,
make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information.
Once again, tonight's show and every show is being brought to you and sponsored by audiblebooks.com. Make sure you download your free trial. Go to www.audibletrial.com/pensandchops and get your one free month free prescription for your book. Thank you again. Before I want to bring back on the rest of the host and co-host or guest, or whatever you want to call them, the Brick House. I want to apologize to everyone that is a first-time caller that may be offended by the people calling in saying the word nigger. It is offensive, but if you take the power out of the word, you actually see who the real niggers are because they're taking the time to call in and harass us. So on that note, please don't be discouraged. Please don't feel weak. Just be unbothered, in the words of Bishop. Just be unbothered.
Yes.
That's right.
Not the words of Bishop.
Miss Bishop has been shady.
Yes, Bishop. It's funny, Bishop, that you were around yesterday, so I think you're shading us, but that's okay. With your non cooking ass, you were around for Kelly's show
yesterday, like overall father.
So I guess what you're doing is, since you think Laura doesn't come on Monday, until Laura comes on a Monday, you're not going to come, but you're not going to sit with us on Tuesday till Laura comes on a Monday. Is that what you're doing, Bishop? We have a private caller, so please don't be alarmed. We don't know where this person's going to go. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, darling. Hello.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey.
This is Sheba. What's going on?
Hey, Sheba. How are you? Long
okay,
time no here.
Hello. Where's London?
Mother is taking a break today.
Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
Don't forget your hormones, child, honey.
Thank you. Okay. So.
You know what be having me laughing though? That caller on Monday that be like, "Did the lesson say hormones?" Baby, I'll be falling out. Like, leave Alexis alone. They just be. Give her grief.
So, we are approaching that time, and I know that I have a few topics that I want to talk about tonight when we start Butch Crane Hour. Is it anything you all have and up your sleeve?
I ain't got no topic for Butch Crane Hour.
Oh, well, you are one of the topics for Blue Screen Hour.
Oh, okay.
I actually have a little bit of a topic.
So don't try to fall off the sleep when it starts, because you tend to try to disappear. Who's on speaker? Because I can hear an echo.
Okay.
Where did
the
computer,
what was his name? Did Devin hang up?
No, Devin is still there.
I wanted to ask, what did he like walk in the barroom scene?
Devin, you're bad.
Hey.
What do you walk in the scene?
I started walking New Way, then I switched to Old Way.
Oh, okay. That's what you did in Chicago?
Yep.
Okay.
What?
That's curious.
Oh, well.
Go on.
No.
Stop it.
Oh, why did he say go off?
Justin, stop it. He's trying to be fierce.
I didn't say nothing. All I said was go off.
If he was trying to get fierce, he would have got this ass whooping on Injustice a long time ago.
Oh, what? Just because you got a shoddy connection, you know, and
you
so.
You because you keep losing?
My nigga, I don't lose shit.
My nigga, you lost like 7 times on the G.
Yeah, whatever.
What are y'all talking about? We're not about to
I was talking about
heels.
That day
stop
where I whooped your both of y'all asses.
Okay, ooh. Thanks, Devin.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Didi.
Bye, girl. Devin, wait a minute. Let me do this because I just got an inbox. Devin, they saying in my inbox that you were chopped because it was legendary and you walked new way.
What?
They're saying in my inbox that you were chopped because the category was legendary and you walked new way.
That was the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard.
Right.
Well, why were you chopped?
I have no idea about that one. I think they wanted more, and the bitch was running out of air, and they couldn't get no more.
I want to see a clip. No shade. Let me get on ballroom. Yeah, hold on.
They was on the category was regular. The category was Owe. I didn't walk legendary performance, so I'm not for sure exactly what they talking about, but okay.
Was it a legendary category, or was it
no,
Owe versus...
Like, two legendary categories. I think it's only like two legendary. I think it's legendary performance and legendary. It was something else that was legendary category. But that's it.
Okay, well, person that inboxed me,
please
can
explain.
You press one or come on and explain it. Thanks. If not, I'm moving on because it's confusing me.
Yeah, because I,
and,
right, it's confusing.
And Murray had a little lame and I'm not that cheap. Thanks. I'm going to put you back on hold, Devin. Okay. So.
Baby, the way my inbox is set up.
What's going on in your inbox?
The fake profile just want to, use people to say the things that they don't want to say.
Right. So what are they saying? You are a brick journalist, so you have to respond.
They're saying that they don't see it for you, Devin. They're just saying that, baby, I don't know. That's why I'm trying to look for the clip. I'm trying to see what that cookie's giving.
I mean, I saw the clip. It's in the room. It was nice to me. I mean.
Oh, it's in the room? Hold on.
Yeah, it's in the room.
Let me go first. Hold on.
The person that was before him should have got chopped, but I think for Big Boy, he gave Big Boy's performance. I see it.
There are Sophia's. Hold on. Let me see.
It's in the room. Hold on.
Yeah, it's in the room. Let me get into it.
Lord knows, trying to find it, though.
Okay. After all these posts up here. And what is going on with Selvin and that goddamn bob cut on his... Oh, Lord. Okay.
Let's
go dolls.
Nope, I'm not touching it.
Yes, he come on his radio with that toothless wonder, honey, and tear you down.
Oof. I can't deal with your mouth. Your mouth, your mouth. Oh my God.
Yes, God. Hold on. I don't see no clips up here. Can somebody post a clip of Devin walking? New way, old way. I want to see. That is no shade. Stop it.
Y'all see it.
Let me find out they all up in Joel's inbox. Ow.
Yes. The girls don't want to press. I'm not going to say their name.
I'd rather they be in his box than be in mine.
But the fake profile be a key. I'll be like, oh, my God. Like, damn, where's it? What?
Yes, be in Joel's box. Play in that box.
No, I will block you. Okay.
Did Tito, little son, did you take the clip down? Because you posted it.
Yeah, I don't see it up here. Tito, you know you're good for archiving and all that. Put it back up here. Has Tito ever pressed one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Oh,
yeah,
here it
he
is.
Did.
Yes, he did. Hold on.
What's the name of the club?
He just tagged me in it. Hold on.
Refresh.
It just says MVI 4026. Let's get into this clip right here. Baby, this clip is 7 minutes long. What part is he in?
Okay.
Towards the
fast
end.
Towards the end? Okay.
Yeah.
Got a fast forward.
Does he have a mask on his face?
He has on the chef's uniform. He's going to be the last person. It's
hold
at
on,
2 minutes
on.
And 30 seconds.
But you said towards the end. Hello?
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at something somebody else said, so I might be wrong. I'm in my box. I'm playing in my box. Well, I don't like the way that sounds.
Baby, if you don't put that down, no, don't do that.
Yes, mute your phone. If you're going to watch it live, mute your phone.
Oh, I see the person in the chef uniform. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I just was trying to kiss the beat.
Where is Renee? I wanted to play with Renee. I'm really mad about Renee. Okay, are we all watching the clip together?
Yes, I am.
J-Rock.
Ooh, baby, they gave you two chops. So two girls didn't see it. No shade. She can vogue for a big girl. Or whatever, she can perform for a big girl. For a big guy. I'm not going to do that. It's okay. Well, you know what? Let me not do that because I'm not that type of person.
Okay. Uh-huh. I can't.
She was giving me Chef Boyardee teeth. Yes, God. Get up in here. Oh, my God. He gagged when I gave him. Why'd you gag like that, though, when they gave you them two chops? Is he still? Hello? Is it all?
Devin.
What's up?
You gag when they chopped you?
I didn't gag when they chopped
me. Oh, you gagged. Look at your face.
I gagged because Selva was like, okay, would you, like, come on. And they stood around. They were sitting around there looking at each other for, like, five fucking 20 seconds just for no reason. Like, bitch, hurry up, get it over with. Which I'm already dead, bitch. I'm behind a half out of breath, bitch. I'm half breathing. Say what the fuck you gonna do and do what you gonna do. Get up with it.
Because he was out of breath.
How long?
I'm glad you didn't fall.
That motherfucking runway was long as hell.
Uh-huh. I'm rewinding, honey. I'm trying to see what's the tease.
That was an insanely unnecessarily long runway.
Oh, my God. Let me stop watching this kid because Salvin is just, oh, God. Anyways, hello? Maybe the way that wig is set up on top of that heaven.
What y'all say about Salvin? Bitch, like I said, no shade. I think that Salvin could walk Dre's realness.
What?
I think that Salvin could walk Dre's realness. Of course, everybody's gonna disagree with me because they just know realness. You know, it trips me out. This new generation is so fucking foolish. They always looking at, oh, she don't look good. Oh, either she don't look nice. Drag realness is not about a pretty girl. Drag realness is about being real. One thing I can always say is this one girl from New Orleans told me, she said, you can be ugly, black, funky, big monkey, black, dark, whatever, crusty, but if it ends in fish, you've done your job.
So you think she would look like fish?
Yes. Selman looks like somebody's auntie that likes to whoop ass all day. Come here, let me give you a whooping. Come here, let me give you a whooping. She just looks like somebody's ghetto auntie. Even without a wig.
Let
without
my
a wig,
don't
Selman
look
looks like
that. Like
an auntie. Okay, well, there are some fish that look like Selman. I don't get it. Y'all want every drag realness girl and every sim queen realness girl to be this pretty, dainty.
But that's what the ballroom thing is.
Well, that's stupid. That's not, I mean, there are all kinds of women.
That's what the ballroom thing gives. That's why the girls be out here stealing and surging and pumping their face and their body and looking like clowns because they want to please the judges or the ballroom scene.
Like I said, if Selvin was not playing with y'all, because it's normally a kiki when he be doing it, and he be doing it for laughs and having fun. But I really think that Selvin looks like somebody's auntie. And then you have to see Selvin in person. Selvin gives auntie in person. It just gives me, I don't know.
No shit, I'm not even gonna go into that because you know he's the kiki. Like he is the kiki when he be on the doing the little shows or whatever. But I don't know.
Have y'all ever sat with a femme queen? And when you sit with that femme queen, you have to. It's just like you don't even see them as a man no more, because once you see them in person and you start talking to them, you never see their manly side, or you don't even look at them as a femme queen. It's just like you look at them as a girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. It's all about how you act and how you carry yourself. So.
I've seen some femme queens at Pride, so I was gagging.
Okay, we have two callers. We have two callers. The first caller is 612-326.
Are we going to get a part two tonight?
What?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Are we getting a part two tonight? Are you getting a part two tonight?
Are we going to get a part two tonight?
Oh, that's part three.
I don't know if that was part. Well, what was the first two parts?
The first part was when I tore her mouth open. The second part was when J-Rock gave her, what she did, and now it's part three.
Okay. Let me say this, and then we're going to put that dog to rest. we are not going to sit here. And this is not, we're not going to make this show about that first. We're not going to do that. So if J-Rock has something that J-Rock needs to say, J-Rock can say it, but we're not going to spend on, that was last week. We don't recap last week.
I'll tell you what, this is what I got to say about that. You know, it's so much going on right now that I don't agree with. So, with all, seriousness, Marcus, I really have nothing against you. I don't know what your deal is with everybody. You can have your opinion. You have your opinion, but you don't want nobody else to have their opinion. But I respect your opinion. It's fine. That's fine. Marcus, I have never had a problem. I have never had a problem with you. Everything I say is like a kiki. I've never really smelt Marcus' breath. I've never smelt him. So I just was going on and being a kiki. So with all of that said and everything, Marcus, seriously, I have no problem with you. And I really didn't think you had a problem with me. Now, that's the kiki part. But the serious part is, if we was to walk down a runway together and they had to judge on attractiveness, charisma, charm, teeth, I'm going to win. That was just a fact. That's not my opinion.
Would be qualifying for RuPaul's Drag Race, one of the two.
Oh, whatever. I mean, I'm just saying. But other than that, on a real note, I really don't have nothing against Marcus. I don't know what Marcus' deal is or whatever he was. He used to kiki.
You know what I'm saying? Just a week ago, he said that they was coming for me just because they needed to get me back, but I normally have good functions and all. And, you know, he gave me my kudos and stuff, and I was like, okay, well, thank you. Then all of a sudden, the next week, it's like, I'm like, Joel, you opened up Pandora's box.
What did I do?
And then all of a sudden, he like, you know, it's just like, fuck J-Mark.
I'm just saying this.
I never done nothing to you, Marcus.
I'm going to say this, and it's not even about, it's like in general. When you are a problem and you're the common denominator to every, you know, issue, argument, the other people are not the problem. You are. You know what I'm saying? If 100 people have a problem with you, they're not the problem. You are. You're the common denominator.
I really don't have a problem with them. You know, Marcus, I will be in North Carolina for the D-Up. And when I see you, if you don't say nothing to me, well, girl, pay it. But, bitch, I'll be there. It don't fucking matter. I don't even care.
Yeah.
And we're moving.
Stop it. Anyways.
And we're moving on.
Exactly.
So, I'm looking in the room, and I see that there's my girlfriend, Renee. So, I hope she decides to press one.
Was this the girl that was going off yesterday?
That's the girl that was going off last week. But she's not the girl in the picture because she doesn't have one. So.
Devin. Well, why would she need to be the girl in the picture anyway, though?
I don't know because she's a black woman and she thinks that we as black men need to act like men. But how can a woman tell a man how to act? That's like me telling a woman how her period should flow. I just don't get it.
What the hell was that kind of analogy? my dear brother, you have flipped out on your analogies that day.
So, I mean, no, if you're a woman, I'm a man and I can't tell a woman how to be a woman, and a woman can't tell me how to be the man and what kind of man I should be.
Well,
she can have her opinion, and I can respect that. Just like that woman has to respect my opinion of her. Because you were born with titties and a pussy, that don't make you a woman. Being a woman comes with class and act. And if your actions don't reflect that, there are a lot of women walking around that are niggas with a pussy, and they were born with them.
Okay. Well, I respect that.
So, you're holding, but you're not pressing one. Is this you, girl? No, you took your hand down. Mm-hmm.
Not is this
okay,
you.
Okay, hold on.
She may have
private caller, you're on.
She
private caller, you're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. How are
you?
I'm great. I'm
and
on the
I guess. And I guess you're Renee.
Yes, I am.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to be a real woman and call from your number and not block it. Damn.
Do you really think I would? Come on, think about
again, no, Joe, I got this. I have this.
Okay.
Thank you. So, I mean, you all can chime in, but right now it's me and her on the floor. I mean, I really did think that you were going to call in as a woman and give your number. I mean, it's not like if I was calling your show, I wouldn't block my number to say what I had to say because, again, I mean, you are a woman and I'm a man and we're having a conversation, so I should be able to, it's like, well, hey, let's continue this off the show and things of that nature.
Well,
but, Renee, I'm going to give the audience just a brief synopsis of why I have you on the show, and then we're going to debate how you can tell me why I'm not a man. So last week, callers, while we were having the state of emergency show, there was a woman, this young lady. Well, I don't. Her being a woman has yet to be determined. But there was a woman that was in the room, and she was spewing all this negative energy about how we as black men are negative and how we have in all these HIV facts that were not correct. and she feeling all this negative energy in the room. And then last night she decided to call in, and I guess because she's a woman, she doesn't know gay etiquette, that you don't call into someone's show and you don't address the female figures of the females of gay ballroom. You don't address them by saying you all sound like men on the phone. So with that being said, Renee, I did watch your YouTube video, and I'm not about to get you plugged or plugged in so other people can give you ratings and watching and stuff like that. But I did see what you – I did listen to what you had to say for about 3 minutes. Then I had to stop because I had to go to the bathroom really badly. So, Renee,
Did she give you diarrhea?
Yes, honey. So, with that being said, Renee, I'm going to give you 3 minutes, briefly, to tell us why is gay men, what our downfall is. And please don't be ignorant. And please, that when you state your facts, please make sure that they're facts, that you did your homework, because I did invite you on the show last night, so you did have time to make sure that if you're going to quote things, you quote them right. And please don't quote the Bible to me, because in fact, if you want to quote the Bible to me, I shouldn't even be having this conversation with you. There should be a man on the phone on the other end of the line, and I should be talking to him, and you should be behind him. So
you went real old school.
So the floor is yours.
Okay, well, see, what you just did was what I'm talking about. You sat there and said, if she is a woman and all these kind of things, before I could say anything. If you invited me to talk, then let me do that.
Well, I don't know that she's a woman.
I mean, see, that exactly, right there. But, okay, anyway, but I'm going to just get to my point. But
mm-hmm.
What I am saying in the video is, as a black woman in this world, okay?
I don't know that you're a black woman, but go ahead.
Well, I'm telling you what I am, so you can believe what you want to, okay? Now, as a black woman in this world,
yes,
it's enough. Like, I feel like every, you know, when I'm going out at the mall, whatever, I'm seeing so much, so many gay black men. And, you know, look at the shows like the Fashion Queens and so on and so forth. And, you know, I understand. I'm really, really, really not trying to judge y'all. I'm really not. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's really the point. I love the black community. I love my people. And I want us to do
uh-huh.
well. And the fact is
uh-huh.
that, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm just seeing so much of it. And I'm wondering what's going on. And I think that you guys, because you're in your community together, and I know you guys do go through discrimination, and people do say things, and I know it's hard on y'all. I'm not saying that. And I'm not trying to say
uh-huh.
you're low or anything. But what I'm saying is
uh-huh.
that we're getting lost. And what I'm saying is that for the young gay men out there, black men, that might want to change or that might have a different mindset, you know, but you don't have to stay within that. You know, there's a lot more to you. And I also wanted to let, because of the research I have done, to let black gay men know that you are better than that. I'm not saying that you're low,
uh-huh.
but I'm saying as a man who's from African descent, you have a stronger presence than that. And like the you know, the white community, I feel like it's so much that, you know, gay black men now are taking that on, and they're believing, they're taking on the gay rights thing instead of, well, we have so much against us as black people. And that disturbs me, because that's dividing us. That's dividing and conquer, when you can separate people. And that's what's going on. And, you know, I know everybody's going to be what they want to be. So you're going to do what you want to do. But as a black woman who I care about black men, whether you gay, whatever, I care about you because you're
uh-huh.
a part of me. And I just spoke on it because nobody, you know, people whisper about it. And people are saying, like, the football player that came out gay, the basketball player. And that's all a purpose. You know, it's black men showing black men that y'all are being more and more feminine. You know, but
uh-huh.
it's like, come on, what are we going to do about that?
Okay. So can I stop you right? Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there because a few things that you said. There are certain things that you said. Now that I listened to that, that was so much better than what I saw on YouTube, and I can understand that. And on some levels, I agree with you with certain things. Now, as far as us as black men that are taking on this gay rights issue, it's not just because we're black. That's an issue for us. The same way that you have the right that you can go to City Hall and you can pick a man and that you choose to be with, and you have those rights to do those things, I should have those rights. If I'm paying my tax dollars, every right that you have, I should have.
You do have
now,
it.
With these,
but we
no,
have
I don't.
Morally.
No, no, I
yes,
don't.
You
no,
do.
I don't.
Yes,
no, I
do.
No, I don't. No, I don't, Renee, because if something happened to me and I had a lover, the same way you and your husband, if you were in a hospital and something happened to you, your husband has that final decision, my mate doesn't have that right. If I don't have that stuff in writing, my mate doesn't have that right. There are gay men right now that are struggling in court systems because family, other people, their lovers, family members have blocked them out of their lives because they didn't approve of the lifestyle. So when something came up and they had a chance to jump in and take over that environment, they did that, and they shunned that person. There are gay men that were not that are not allowed to go to their mate's funeral. There are gay men that have been with lovers for years that are not allowed to visit their lover in a hospital because the family didn't approve of the because the family didn't approve of that lifestyle. So don't say that we have the same rights as you, because we don't. Because for many a year and for a period of time, gay women have less rights than gay men.
Can I say something else? Okay. First of all, on that does not merit, though, gay people being able to be married. Now, I agree with civil unions. Give gay people the right. I'm 100% with that. The reason why I'm against gay marriage is because when the basis of marriage was started between a man and a woman, building a family, building a network, that's what that was. Why should
and
we now in
that?
2014?
And
let me finish the statement, please.
And who said that?
Let me finish this. That's what it was. That is the logic behind it. Gay people now are trying to take something that's logical and trying to make it emotional to say, well, we want to get married because we're in love. No one's stopping you from being in love. No one's stopping you from being together. I am for civil union. The purpose, the greater purpose for marriage was for the family, because people need to be responsible for their children. It kept mothers and fathers together to build. Now you have 2014. That's been going on since the beginning of time, marriage between man and woman. Now you have 2014.
Uh-huh.
And you have gay people saying, well, no, we want to get married. But see, this is what gets me. You all get mad, not you, but I'm saying gay people I talk to. When I
Renee, this is, I hear you, and I want to apologize to the listening audience because I didn't think it was going to get as deep as this, but then again, I should have known better. This is because this is a trash talk show, and I'm getting that this is more of a state of emergency show. Although I would like to continue this, what I am going to do is on Wednesdays, well, you already know what Wednesdays are about. Because the state of emergency show is already planned for next Wednesday, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the CEO herself if I can switch the state of emergency around, or, I mean, she can be a part of it, and that you and I – No, okay, well, what we're going to do to Renee is that I do appreciate you, Renee, and I respect you, and as a gay black man, I love you. As a Christian, I love you, and I do thank you for calling in. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask that we're going to continue this tomorrow. So tomorrow we're going to continue this tomorrow. So if anybody has pressed one, because I see you in the queue, Jason, I saw your hand go up, Jason, and then you put it down. We're going to continue this tomorrow. I know that this is one of the kind of topics that you like, Jason. Hold on for just a second. Hey,
hi,
Jason,
everybody.
How are you?
I'm okay. It's nice to
Jason.
Hear you guys. I hope you're doing well. I think it's such a great and relevant conversation, but what I wanted to express to your caller was – You have very relevant facts to the conversation, but you keep missing key things. The idea of us struggling so hard for marriage equality isn't about the church, and it isn't about being the same as straight people. It's about protecting our rights as adults so that we have the same tax codes as everyone else, so that we have the same opportunities as anyone else. It's about being included. Ultimately, that's what marriage is. It's saying,
but why is
single
union
your
not good enough?
Okay, so Renee, right there, Jason, I just wanted you to say that. So save that for tomorrow. Renee, Jason will be on the panel tomorrow. You can address that question to him. I thank both of you. I really do, and I look forward to continuing this conversation with both of you tomorrow. Thank you, Jason, and thank you, Renee.
Bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Bitch, who stole her mail? That must have been some good-ass dick that they stole
okay,
from
okay, the
bitch.
Next caller is 347. We don't know her man was stolen. Stop. 347-616.
My queen stole her man.
Bitch, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, why did y'all let her go? I wanted to bite into her. Why did y'all let her go? Like,
because
really?
I was getting, because I was getting mad. Because I was getting a lot of inboxes that this was that's a state of emergency show, so we are going to continue that tomorrow, caller. I
oh, well,
do apologize.
I need to be in that tomorrow because I need a piece of heart. Really.
Okay. Well, please make sure. So please make
yeah,
sure you call
man,
in tomorrow.
Girl,
yeah, man. So please make sure that you call back in tomorrow, and
I
that will be.
I will. Cue me in because
okay.
I need her. I need every inch of her.
Bitch,
okay,
I want to see a picture of that motherfucker.
Okay, now Renee got y'all pressing one. Ain't that some sugar, honey, ice, and tea? 410-963.
I can't wait until tomorrow's show.
Is this my girlfriend, Lisa?
Hi, baby. I just can't wait. Jasmine is going to tear her whole new ass. I can't wait. Put me back home, baby.
Thank you.
That was some legendary, iconic dick that got stolen from her, bitch. You're not going to tell me nothing different.
Well, while it was kept, it was, y'all need to stop. Y'all know ain't nobody take her, man. Y'all know she came home and she saw her son with her dress and her good Sunday wig.
Whichever way it went, honey.
See, we
no,
are not
bitch,
going to
that,
do that.
Son
see, that's
do
the,
that.
So, no, we can't do that. That's the problem women have with us now, that we tear them
right,
down.
I was just
going to
say, you're
going to
feed into the, you know, the whole shabambo.
Oh, bitch,
we can't do that. We're not going
wait,
to do
wait,
that.
Wait, hold on, what?
You wanted to feed into the walking talk? You didn't want me to feed into the walking talk stereotype?
Oh, Lord.
Right, yeah. Don't
listen,
think about
listen,
it.
Listen, that's
I
two
that
different
one.
Topics, bull.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
that,
feed into
that,
it.
First, one of those is a not, and another one is a life topic. Okay?
Okay. Because I fit into that walking, talking stereotype real quick. We done all sucked up some trade.
I don't have anything negative
man.
To say. I had to put myself on mute, but
we
I just feel I just feel as she sounds to a certain degree as the stereotypical black woman. And
cool,
I just, it started, it almost made my skin crawl because I have dealt with that, but I cannot wait till tomorrow. I'll wait till everybody finishes because I just can't take.
Child, if some woman had stole her man, bitch, she would have been on that creating YouTube videos talking about skank bitches and hoes. Bitch, y'all, girl, child.
Well, we have now reached the 1 o'clock hour. And
oh,
usually
Lord.
Started around, you can just, wait a minute, I forgot to do this anyway. Thanks, Dave. If you have anything else to say, please.
I
want to
sit with
bring
y'all for Butch Queen Hour.
No fam queens. No ma'am.
Bitch, y'all drive the fuck out of there.
Okay, we have another, because 9-1, oh my God, we have Brick City City, 917-886. You're live and on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well with yourself. This is actually my first time listening live. I always listen to the archives, but I'm never up to listening at night.
Welcome.
I'm very excited to talk to you. Well, welcome. Welcome, welcome, and thank you. What's your name, caller?
My name is Mel.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not in the scene, but I do watch, like, ballroom throwbacks, and I listen to your show, and I love you all, and I think you all are great. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
See, people do love y'all.
why was I sitting here waiting on him to say, "You niggers" or something like that?
Right, I was waiting.
I am like, I'm so shocked.
I've been hearing the foolishness.
Wait, let him finish. Okay.
I've been hearing the foolishness that's been going on. It's absolutely sickening that people call in and waste time. But you know what? So just let.
Your phone breaking up, honey.
Sorry. I said just let the haters hate. You don't pay them any money.
Exactly.
You
pay
it.
I'm
going to put you back on hold. Continue to listen. If there's anything else you want to say, press one again. Thanks, and thanks a lot. Shout out to all the new listeners. There might be first time listening. You know what? I stopped that. I was thinking that too, but I'm not going to do that because when you think negatively, negatively happens. And see, I didn't think negative, and look what he said. He had something positive to say. So it's just going to be luck of the draw. I'm going to think like Mary Poppins, and when every caller calls, they're not going to have anything rude or nasty to say. You can think that they're going to say you all a bunch of niggers, but I'm not. I refuse to think that way because I don't think we have those kind of callers. I think all of our callers are wonderful and sweet people.
Okay.
Well, I was watching 12 Years a Slave, and the way them people was doing it on there, baby, it's just a crazy mess. This is reminding me what they were doing on here. Like, baby, what? What is a given? That movie was crazy, though. I see why I got some Oscars.
20 Years a Slave made you want to punch everybody last month. If you
baby,
saw
it, I wasn't really going to get into it, no shade, because I was like, okay, I don't know. But then when I got into it, I was like, okay. It was actually, you know, I understood it.
12 Years a Slave gave us today what Amistad gave us back in the 90s.
Well, I never saw Amistad.
Right,
why? See that movie.
You never saw Amistad?
Never saw Amistad.
Give us food.
I didn't. The last Negro Rising movie I think I saw was it Rosewood? And after Rosewood, I just said I couldn't do it no more.
You mean Roseland?
No, not Rosewood. What's the movie where the woman lied
was
about being raped?
Was out there, right, the one out there in Florida.
Yeah.
Rosewood.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was the last movie that I saw, and I was just like, I can't do this no more.
Yeah, that
so.
A lot of
the way my tolerance level is set up, all I can watch is The Butler, and that's it.
But you know what? The shade is, I got halfway through The Butler and I fell asleep. Because it was like looking at The Butler was like looking at Sophia, and I just was like, okay, here's just the color purple in the White House. But I didn't finish The Butler, so now I need to watch The Butler. Because apparently I was talking to this dude that doesn't want to talk. Well, we can talk about that. Welcome to Butch Queen Hour. Because apparently I was talking to this dude that was dark skinned, and he had watched The Butler.
Okay.
And after he watched The Butler, he had 101 reasons to tell me why, as a light skinned man, I was the devil.
Yes, read
on him,
boy.
So, and I watched The Butler myself, and I still have no I still don't know how it got to be a dark skin, light skin, I'm the devil type of a situation from him watching The Butler, and I just refuse to go back and forth with him to find out why I was the devil. 6 foot. Well, I know why I'm a devil, but I didn't know why he was calling me a devil. I was like, did he find out something? 6'4", 6'4", 8'1", you're on the air.
Damn, I wanted the top five reasons.
I just wanted to say that a lot of these film queens are a lot bigger and a lot harder than these butch queens, so y'all need to stop acting like they're so gentle. What the fuck?
Baby. Okay, you're the same
you've
person.
Been holding
the reason
that
I said that was because if you're fighting a femme queen and she has all these things on her cheeks and these bags is dropped, baby, you don't want to do that.
Getting up in people's face and she talking, popping off at the mouth. She want to turn into a nigga. She want to turn into a nigga and get in the nigga face and get smacked like a motherfucking nigga.
Mm-mm. I just want to do it out of respect. I'm sorry. Them cheeks are going to pop, and I don't want no part.
I've been around some of the best, and I've been around some of the worst. I still wouldn't put my hands on them.
Right, thank you.
The judge is going to say, oh, that's a woman. The judge is going to say, oh, these two dudes was fighting. Lock them both up.
No shade. They cannot. Unless the judge is a tranny.
Security?
That's right.
Thank you, caller. See, this is my problem. Maybe because I'm old school. Maybe because at some point in my life, in my past, I did drag. Don't judge. You don't know my life. Don't judge. You don't know my life. Yes,
guilty.
Too late. There was a point and there was a part of my ballroom career where I was a butch queen up in drag. Don't judge. You don't know my life. And
baby, let me get this VHS. Hold on.
Okay, see, now I got to wrap my hair in a bun for this one. When I did the part, I guess because for me it was turn on, turn off, that was just for fun and stuff, that I knew that at the end of the day I was a man, and I knew that at the end of the day I never wanted to be a woman, so that was me. I respect anyone that makes the decision that that's how they're going to live their life, and if that's how you live your life, that's how I'm going to treat you. And my mother told me that I don't hit real women. So if you're living your life as a woman, regardless of what you were born as, you're now living your life as a woman. Whatever kind of woman you want to be, and I'm not going to tell you because the same way I just said to Renee, she can't tell me how to be a man. I can't tell somebody what kind of woman they can be. So regardless of whatever kind of woman you are, when I look at you, you may look like She-Hulk. I still see a woman, and I'm not going to put my hands on you. So we may argue, and we may get into an argument, but that's as far as it's going to go. If you put your hands on me, I'm going to do whatever I can to protect myself, but I am not going to get into a confrontation physically with you because in my mind and in my eyes, what I see in front of me, it may sound crazy to you all, but it's a woman, and I'm still going to respect that woman as a woman.
Well, hold on. Let me
play
devil's advocate. What if that woman punched you in the mouth?
If that woman punched me in the mouth, I'm going to protect myself. And I'm also kind of off.
Yes, politically correct.
Child.
If that woman hits me in the mouth, I'm going to protect myself. And then I'm also going to do what I need to do so that woman knows that she, as an adult, and as a woman, there are better ways for her to handle situations without her having to resort to putting her hands on me. So she may have to spend some time in Jamaica.
Oh, shit.
Jason put his hands on me.
Okay, but 9 out of 10 fights I see between femme queens and butch queens, it's normally the femme queen that normally swings first or the drag. That really, it's very rare that you see that 1% where it's a butch queen.
That is true.
Really swinging on the fence. And I mean, it's some down and out dirty ass motherfuckers. I make no mistakes about that. You should not be hitting girls or femme queens or butch queens up in drags. I don't think you should be doing that. But 9 times out of 10, you are living in your scenario, Jason. You are really living in that scenario. Like, bitch, I really didn't hit this bitch. And she was the one that kept saying, say something one more again. You walk away, the girl still following you, or you going through something else. You ain't trying to deal with this shit. And I've seen a lot of girls swing on a lot of boys.
I mean, when we look at, again, well, the state of emergency has now been changed thanks to me. Sorry, Jasmine. But when you look at some of these ratchet-ass world star type videos, you see these kids in school, and you see the young man sitting there, and you see the young man saying, I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to hit you. And this woman and this girl has spit on him. She damn near turned around, bent over, pulled her ass out, said, kiss my ass. Now, my mother, a woman who was 5'11", and was big as the bathtub, and could cuss you out on both sides of the street. My father, when my mother would see my mother coming down the street, he'd say, when I would see your mother, I would cross over to the other side of the street and swear to God I hope she didn't see me. Because my mother was a battle cat. And my mother told me, you only have three reasons when you need to defend yourself against a woman. If she spits on you, she literally pulls her pants down and tells you to kiss her ass, or you have to defend yourself because she's trying to kill you. Other than that, as a man, you have the ability to get up and walk away. And I live by that to this day. I live by that, and I will die by that. Now, my thing is this. I'm not fighting a woman, and I'm not fighting a gay man, because I don't get no points for fighting a woman, and I don't get no points for fighting another faggot. If I'm a fight, it's going to be a straight person. Because I'm going to get points for that, because once I'm done whipping your ass, you got to go back and tell all your friends that a faggot beat your ass. But I'm not fighting no girl, I'm not fighting a girl, and I'm not fighting no queen, because I don't get no points for that.
All the way until they put their hands on you, which is exactly what we're talking about now.
Right.
Because I'm probably one of the only people on this phone that I got into it with a butch, probably a butch queen of drag or a film queen before, child. So I know what that antagonization feels like to want to knock somebody.
Oh no! Wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. Oh, if it's a butch queen and drag, that's a different story.
Oh, child.
If it's a butch queen and drag, that's a different story. But
bitch,
if they live their life,
girl, go to school. Hurry up, become a lawyer, because bitch, you came up with like 16 fucking loopholes. I can't with you, my dear brother.
What about
you know
a post-op or a pre-op and all
something? Paralegal, something, bitch. Because I need you to find the clause up in everything that happens in life. Because I'm just saying, I'm on your side about this situation. I just have not seen, like, that shit that happened between Kelly and that boy. That's a rarity, ever, that happened.
Well, he did walk up to Kelly.
Right. So, something like that, very rare. I've hardly ever seen that happen. It's normally always the other way around.
Jason,
I have no dog in this fight, so I'm leaving this alone.
Well, I don't have no dogs in this fight either, because I'm a brick, and brick walls just stand there. You can hit a brick wall, and all you can do is fuck your fist up. So,
y'all in this brick thing, y'all in this brick thing.
So
okay,
it is what it is. But I mean, okay. But now that we officially opened the door, I mean, if there are callers that feel a certain kind of way about in this ballroom community, we've had this conversation before, and there are other people who have their shows, and we're not mentioning them, that have their shows, and they have their opinions, and they have their views, and that's kind of sort of why I want to do this, because the male voice needs to be heard, too. We hear from the female figures, and we hear from some females all the time, and their opinions and stuff. And we have to respect them, but we have ours too. And, I mean, if there's a butch queen in drag that wants to call and you get out of drag every once in a while, but you live your life in drag, but you're queen in drag, and you have to fight the boys because all your life you had to fight. You had to fight the boys.
All my life I had to fight.
But Kelly said she did it no thing. She said she was up and down Harlem knocking a trade. She said she did that no shame.
And so, I mean, but it is what it is. But my thing is, one of the topics that I wanted to talk about tonight for Butch Queen Hour was a friend of mine met someone on a site.
Ooh.
I don't remember what site it was. I have to go back and look at the email, but it's irrelevant. They met someone on a site.
Okay.
They invited the person over to their home. They had relations. And then the person asked them, and I guess the person must have dicked them down really good. And the person asked him, could she borrow his car?
Girl. Or not.
Let me finish. Asked him, could he borrow his car? He wanted to, because my friend was going, had to go to work. And I think he said he had to go to work, he had to do something, but the boy asked, could he hold his car? Gave him, said, I'll put gas in the car, I'll pick you up. I'll pick you up. We can hang out after you get off and da 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 da. Well, today is Wednesday, March the
12th.
That happened on February.
Motherfucker.
Girl.
That happened on February something. The last week of February. Baby, the Google number has been changed.
Funny story.
The address does not exist because dude came to his house. So he don't even know where dude lives. And the app that he met him on, the account has been deleted.
Yeah. He's been completely worked.
So,
well, I need you to smack your girlfriend, because why would you give your car to a stranger?
So my question is,
should your friend
ever
be institutionalized?
Well, my question is, have you ever been so dick or asthmatized that you just went loco, plumb, dumb, stupid with someone that you just met, and basically just lost your mind, and you just gave them the keys to the castle?
I let somebody else start first.
My response, because this is my friend, I'll go first, and then I'll open the floor and let y'all decide, talk to my chest out, how you ever you called in. My response to him was, have you called the police? He said he called the police. My response was, what were you thinking? And the response was, well, he seemed honest. He was okay. He was okay. He didn't seem da 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 like. And I'm like, but how long did you know him? So when we finished, we're no longer friends because he felt like I wasn't sympathetic to his situation. So he told me I wasn't a real friend. And that he didn't need my negativity in his life with all that he was dealing with right now. And I told him, you are correct. You don't need my negativity because I'm not the one that fucked you and basically, because he didn't steal your car because you gave it to him. So you really can't technically report your car stolen. You can say it's missing, but you can't say it's stolen because he has your keys and you gave him permission. And he fucked you and he gave you $75 for your car.
Consensual sex.
Bitch, the fuck I won't tell
consensual.
You it's stolen.
Okay, well, you can say it's stolen, but he didn't break into the car. The keys was given to him, and he dropped him off at work. He didn't steal that car.
I don't give a flying fuck what he didn't do.
So my question, again, so then it opens the floor. Have you ever been, or do you have a friend that has ever been that dumb or dickmatized by ass a dick, that they just lost their mind and just did something stupid?
Well, since my answer is going to be the shortest, I'm going to go first. That's never happened, never will happen, never could happen, and I've never, to me, and I've never experienced that with nobody else. But I'm saying, if you're going to give somebody something, leave some collateral or something behind that I know that you're going to, you know, come get. You're leaving a wallet, you're leaving an ID, you're leaving something, because you're not walking up out of here, and I can't find you, no way.
I know somebody that left somebody in their house.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
How did that go?
When they left. Right, how did that go?
So.
Well, this is what I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is what I would say. Back a couple years ago, one of my college classmates, which he was working on his master's, and being that I'm from a country state or whatever, the girls love the trade. And I guess the type of girl I am, I'm always around the trade. I know the trade. They're usually my friends. And I have some weird thing where I don't have trade as far as fuck buddies. We're friends. So long story short, my friend decided one night he was going to party. And he gathered up, I guess, as much trade as he could get, and he thought he was going to have a rumpus time, and he ended up being in a situation where they beat the shit out of him. They made him take them to the ATM, empty out his bank account, and took his keys to his car, and, yeah, basically he was battered and bruised and beat up, broken arm, broken fingers, everything, and he literally gagged. So that, for me, and knowing how trade works, I never, bitch, you can come in here, we can have all day long. We can paint these walls, just everything, whatever the fuck go on.
Oh, my God.
But the dollars, the keys, everything else is going to be on lockdown. And, bitch, if you try it, you will get a cap in your ass. I do not mind.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, it's a stupid girl who is thirsty who would do some shit like that at the end of the day. Because you have to realize what day and age we're in. We're not in an age where you can just have random anonymous sex with just some stranger out the street and expect that there's no comeback from it. So
those things.
It, on either level, on the whatever level you want to put it on, I always, you know, for me, being that I'm in a new place where I'm not from originally, I always, if somebody comes over, my girlfriend knows. So just in case she don't hear from me, she can be like, well, bitch, is you okay? Or something like that, you know what I'm saying? I just never, that is a stupid girl, and for her to get upset at you for pointing out the idiot side of her, you know, this, you know how much of a stupid girl she is. Because if anything, I would want my friend with me to help me try to track down my car or something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, I asked what her screen name was. I said, well, can you send me a picture? And she was, and he gave her, like, no, child, I can't do all that because you know me. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not trying
what?
To fuck with me. Fuck
bitch,
you
got a comment said. Obviously, this motherfucker is not my type.
Mm-mm. Right. Mm-mm. So, I mean, so with that, I was just like, okay. So I was like, girl, I was like, I mean,
but see,
my
you know
thing
what's
is like
crazy? The girls be like that. They be like that.
Dude,
and she's the type of, she sounds like the same type of girl. If the trade came back through, that the trade came back through and was ready to pounce her again, she'd be ready.
She'd be ready to go. She wanted.
She'd be ready to go.
But this is my thing, and this is what I said to another friend, and then we're going to switch this up because clearly nobody else has seen that they want to chime in on this one with, because I guess J-Rock then fell asleep. But this is the thing that I said to one of them, too. I said to my sister, I told my sister, he's the kind of boy that this dumb boy, I'm not going to call the boy dumb because he wasn't dumb. He's the kind of boy that the boy would come back with his car with dents and dings, the window bust, probably 3 tires flat, and bullet holes in the trunk of the car. And he's like, yo, da-da-da, you don't understand. And he would believe him and say, come back in here and do it to me again, and you can have a call again.
Don't let dick be the ruination of your life.
Sure.
And a lot of girls live by dick. If you live by dick, you will die by dick at the end of the day. And
well, Jason, let me tell y'all this one little thing, because y'all be going deep into, you know, people that's dickmatized and stuff. That's like retarded to me. But anyway, have y'all ever had this situation? I had a friend, and like, if you my friend, see, me and Jason think alike because we both Tauruses. Y'all gotta understand the thing about Tauruses. When we're your friend, we're your fucking friend. It's almost like
right.
Family. You know what I'm saying? So I had this friend. He called and he was like, I said, your boyfriend? You don't even have a boyfriend. Yeah, he borrowed my car. I just met him and stuff like that, and he ain't brought it back. Then I said, he ain't brought it back. Have y'all ever been in the mindset to where you want to find the car your damn self to whoop that bitch ass because you like, girl, you weak. Girl,
no.
I know you weak.
No.
Mm-hmm. I know you weak, but my thing is, I know, I wanted to whoop the boy ass. I'm sorry.
That was you.
That's my sister's battle. That is my sister's battle.
I know that,
right.
But I know that, but you never had that friend where you know that it's like everybody know that person is weak and they use them.
And those type of people, I stay away from them.
Right, but if you befriend the person before, you know that they're that.
I'm sorry for cutting you off, but I understand where J-Rock is coming from because I had a gay child that.
And that was my child. That's my gay child.
I had a gay child that was in a situation like that where the boy only used him for his car. The boy was only around him because he bought the boy coke, he bought the boy weed, he bought the boyfriend's weed, he let them smoke weed in his house and stuff just to fuck him. And that was their situation. So when boy would take his car and stuff like that, I'm like, sweetie, this is your car. You make the payments on this car every month.
Right.
How dare him tell you he going to take you to work and he going to drop you off and he going to pick you up. And, okay, if you've never been to Baltimore, I'm going to say, okay, where my child lived at the time, if you've never been to Baltimore, okay, pick the farthest place from your downtown in your city. So my friend, my son worked in downtown, whatever city you live in. But he lived in the county of wherever you live at. So you know that from him walking from downtown to his house would be about 3 hours or whatever more.
Oh, bitch, that's like that motherfucker
said,
going from downtown to my house, bitch, on the southwest
right.
side.
So,
bitch, no.
So this boy was like, no, I'm going to take you. He was like, no. You not take you. I'm gonna take you to work, and I'm gonna come pick you up. Mind you, it's his car. I'm gonna take you to work, and I'm gonna pick you up. Well, my child got off work at 5:30. He didn't get home to 9:30 because he had to walk in pouring down rain from where he worked to where he lived at because when he got out the car that morning, they got into an argument, so he left his wallet in the car as well. So my thing, and like I told him, sweetie, what you should have done was you should have snatched them car keys out that ignition, got out the car, and said, okay, you ain't got to get out the car, but that car not going to move. And he gave her, Mama, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that because if I did that, he was going to get mad. I was like, okay, so you rather him be mad and you not have your car and you stuck walking in the pouring rain and he had some oven, because me and some other people had to drive around and find his car and find it. And all I did was make one phone call and I found out where the car was at. And he was calling where I knew the car would be. And they paid him and ignored him. So I was just like, okay, I've done some things, and we have all done some things. But I haven't done things to the point where I'm going to look at myself or I'm going to have people looking at me like, bitch, are you serious?
The thing about those people are you cannot do that shit because those motherfuckers are vipers. They will turn on you.
Exactly, and that's my point in case. My point right there, they will turn on you because if the trade gets upset and say if they want to do something to you, they won't say shit to you. You might end up in a ditch somewhere or end up knocked in the head, and they'll know full well what's about to happen, and they won't say nothing.
They won't say shit. I had a girlfriend like that. Bitch, motherfucking dick was – the boy wasn't even cute. Boy wasn't cute. But because she was of the attractively challenged set of individuals, the boy gave her like a little bit of attention, carried on, whatever the case may be. And you know the same situation which you was going through, child. Let him smoke weed at the house, bought him weed, bought him liquor, bought him, you know, bitch, you want some food here? I got some chicken for you, whatever. So she did all this situation, and girl, I was like, okay. You know this nigga using you. And I'm like, you know he using you, right? Bitch, you ain't got no motherfucking man. So how the fuck you gonna tell me about my motherfucking man, bitch? I don't understand. I don't appreciate you talking about my motherfucking man. She went back and told the nigga what the fuck
no.
I said.
Wait. See, that's... See.
And I got a call, because this was before call ID was real popular. This is when we still have the box. And bitch, this motherfucker called my house, was like, if I catch you anywhere near blah, 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 bitch, you got a motherfucking ass whooping. You do
and
not
I
tell
him,
my
well,
motherfucker
not,
like that.
I would have told him, well, let's not wait on it because my address is here and I'll be sitting on the porch waiting
on
you, bitch.
You already knew I had already did that, baby. I was sitting on the front porch with the motherfucking vac, with the old-fashioned vacuum cleaner pole, bitch, waiting for her ass to right the fuck on up, bitch. I don't play.
Girl, let's not wait on it.
Because
I'm letting you know right now, I'm going to come close to her
I'm going to talk to her. Right, I'm going
girl,
to be there, and I'm going to tell you what time I'm going to be there. I'm going to tell you what I got on, so you won't make no mistake and tap the wrong bitch.
I just heard when Trey say that, if I catch you by them, what? No, okay, well, let's do this now.
I'm like, why the fuck would you tell him that in the first place? Well, I was trying to see if it was true. Bitch! What the fuck you mean you're trying to see if it was true?
I've never had them problems with Trey because the type of level that I get, I mean, we niggas, we fucking, that's it. At the end of the day, if you get some weed from me, you get some weed. If you get some drink, that's whatever the other shit. Other than that, get the fuck on back to your hood.
I don't contribute to the delinquency of nobody but myself. Bitch, if I got some liquor, you welcome to drink. But I'm not buying you a motherfucking thing. I'm not cooking you a motherfucking thing. And bitch, let me tell you, the bus stopped running at 1 o'clock, so you better have your motherfucking ass on that last one because you ain't sleeping here.
Ladies and gentlemen and first-time listeners, if you are listening from the chat room, you now have 9 minutes to call in before the show goes into record mode. Once the show goes into record mode, if you're listening from the blog talk chat, you will no longer hear the show. You will be able to continue chatting in the chat room, but you will no longer be able to hear what we're discussing. So at this point in time, if you're listening from the radio chat room itself, you may want to call in at 1-347-215-6820, which I was about to give on my home phone number.
Yeah, she was ready. She was about to tell the girl she was the girl in the picture tonight.
Yes.
Are you the girl in the picture?
So what I'm going to do now is we're going to take a brief break and play these commercials and come back with Butch Queen Hour.
Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Sugar Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to All Realness for $200. Open to All Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blahnik. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an Over Pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m. Award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball.
Tempted to Touch, in association with the legendary Mother Divine Chanel and the icon Jack Mizrahi, presents Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild, Sunday, March 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Your grand prize, the Las Vegas Showcase Showdown, open to all Vogue Femme for $1,000. Many grants include the House of Cards Civil War, open to all runway for $500. Poker Face, open to all face with an attitude for $500. Mr. Blackjack, Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500. Miss Golden Gloves, Femme Queen Sex Siren for $500. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's the Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild, Sunday, March 16th, 2014. Doors open at 1 p.m. Ball starts 3 p.m. sharp. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. Includes refreshments for 10 people. Backstage dressing rooms, $75. The location, Fort Cheyenne, 2414 East Cheyenne Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. Special appearances by the legendary Laomi Prodigy, Deshaun Levin, and Marquise Revlon. Masters of the microphone, the Hall of Famer Selvin Mizrahi, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. For more information, contact Divine Chanel on Facebook, or Jack Mizrahi on Facebook, or visit Facebook's event page dated Sunday, March 16th, the Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild. Legendary Trey Blahnik and legendary Monique Khan present the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, March 22nd. Grand prize, open to all runway, Masterpiece Theater for $1,000. Mini grants include open to all legendary performance, Operation Black Ops for $500. Open to all performance, Queen of the Jungle for $500. Open to all face, Timeless Beauty for $250. Femme Queen Realness
Transformation for $250. Trans Man versus Butch Queen Realness. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thugs. Lust Over the Lady for $200. Again, that's the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball, Saturday, March 22nd. Your location, the Paradox Nightclub in Baltimore, Maryland. Doors open at midnight. Admission, $30. Tables, $150. For more information, contact Legendary Trebre Blahnik or Legendary Monique Khan on Facebook or visit the event page dated March 22nd, the Baltimore People's Choice Awards Ball.
September 27, 2013, three members of the Legendary Houses came together, Chanel, Mizrahi, and Ninja, and they formed the New Generation. TNG presents Animation Domination, Saturday, March 29, 2014, in St. Petersburg, Florida. Grand prize, open to all performance for $500 and a $10 pot. Mini grants include open to all runway for $350, $150 sponsored by Tone Milan, Butch Queen Face for $150, open to all realness for $150 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, March 29th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Admission, $20 all night. Tables, $100. You'll get a bottle of wine and liquor in hors d'oeuvres. Doors open at 9 p.m., LSS at 10:30. Your commentator, Father Memphis Khan, will be on the mic with a special performance by the Legendary Mother, Power Infinity, and Nikki Black. For more information, check out Facebook event page, dated March 29th, Animation Domination.
Okay, and we're back. And once again, I want to thank everybody that is listening from the chat. You have about 90 seconds to call in before it goes into record mode. If we lose you, it was a pleasure, as always, speaking with you and sitting here with you and just talking trash and all of that kind of stuff that we do on a Tuesday night. Make sure that you do tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency, where we will be talking about with Renee. Some of you already heard, so it's going to be a continuation from what we started tonight. And I guess you want to say real women, what heterosexual women think of gay men. I think that's that's fitting. And then we'll probably spend some time talking about ratchet fighting. It needs to stop. Now that we're back, and let me just make sure that Justin, J-Rock, Joel,
hey.
Dev is sitting with, Dev is still here with us. My next topic that somebody sent me in my inbox, the topic that somebody sent me in my inbox was, do you believe
Jason? Before you go on with that, I just want to let everybody know that I will be on tour from May 20th to June 20th, and I will be in Virginia for this Mafia Ball, for that Realness with a Twist, you know, and for the Executive Realness, because somebody called me out in my inbox. Yes, I will be there in Virginia for the Virginia Awards. They did pay, didn't they?
Okay.
Did they pay, Jason?
Did who pay? No,
Virginia
no free promotion. No, we don't.
I thought they did pay for the Virginia Awards Ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do have a commercial from the Virginia Awards Ball. We did.
Oh, okay,
I'm
just making sure. Well, the 12th annual Virginia Awards Ball, bitch, if you see me across the runway from you, you better bring it.
The ball that we have, the ball.
Yes, for the ball.
Did you just?
You better Jack McFarland that bitch.
Oh my God! I just had a Family Guy moment.
No, that was a motherfucking Will of Grace moment.
That sure was.
You had balls.
I really thought about Jack McFarlane.
Okay, yes, the balls that we balls.
Look at that.
You are so childish.
Oh my God, I am such a nut. I am really I am such a fucking nut. Oh my God. The upcoming event, because man, I can't say both.
Look at her.
That's horrible.
The upcoming events are the event Virginia Awards, the Ebony Dynasty Con Purge, the Musical Awards, and of course the four other commercials that we just heard. So those are balls that we
look at that.
You smoking something?
This Robitussin. I've been taking Robitussin. I've been drinking.
Oh shit.
Okay, we have a caller, 518-779. How are you?
Yeah, you think?
Hey,
Prada.
Hey. I just wanted to come sit with the Brick Squad for the Butch Queen Hour.
Hell.
She can sit with the Butch Queen.
Word, Prada.
Prada, you going on tour with me?
Chill.
Oh yeah, you know wherever you go, I'ma go, honey.
I remember when old tour used to mean a bad thing. I guess they didn't change that much.
Oh nah, me and J-Rock not those kind of working girls.
Thank you.
Father, speak for yourself. Please don't speak for J-Rock.
No ma'am, wherever I go, I'm going to have my doll with me.
Child, she hit a deer because she was trying to get to the truck rest stop.
No, that was Stacy.
Don't forget.
That was Stacy. That wasn't Prada.
Yeah,
that was Stacy. That was my other dog. Prada was in the back seat.
So that's the real key. You was trying to get to a truck stop.
Child,
girl,
you know what? Y'all know what them South give down there with them trucks.
J-Rock. I know Tauruses are freaky, bitch, but I ain't never do it at a truck stop.
Not what we was doing. No, man.
You know the Navy
like
boys,
some,
honey.
That's like some wrong turn shit. Hell no. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing it at no truck stop.
Nope.
Oh, child.
We don't do the truck stops, baby.
Oh,
no, ma'am. No ham. No turkey. Assalamu alaikum. Mm-mm. No way. But,
my
okay.
Word.
So, my
Lisa
next...
Ain't
okay,
for no,
next
Lisa ain't do it for no... Lisa ain't do it for no Twinkie.
Did it for that?
Oh.
You did it for the vine. But anyway, the next topic or the next roundtable discussion is, do you think that men can be raped? First, and this is the example that they gave. Two dudes went on a date, and it was their first date, their first date or whatever. If someone is too close to the computer, you need to back away or put it on mute because I can hear echo now. They went on a date. The date went well. They flirted back and forth. He invited you back to his house for, I guess, to finish the date, but it wasn't supposed to be sexual. Well, the other person, I guess, felt because they paid for the meal, they paid for the movie, they paid. They wanted some service, and they forced the other person to give them service. And he didn't. And he felt that. And the person didn't call the police. He didn't do anything about it because he felt like because they were both gay, the police wouldn't have believed him anyway. And he felt that it was his obligation. He then later thought about it. He felt that it was his obligation, and it was only right that he should have just gave in and gave it to the boy anyway because the boy was so nice to him.
That wasn't nice.
Because you're nice on the first date, you got to get some ass.
Right. Wasn't that always the word? If you don't, y'all forever love to say, child, if you don't do nothing from your heart, then I prefer if you just not do it if you're going to talk about it later. Bitch, that's the ultimate talk about.
Bitch. Thank you, bitch. Don't be nice. Don't spend no coins on me or nothing, bitch, if you looking for something in return, bitch. No, man. Bitch, do it because that's what you want to do, bitch, and you know how
right.
to treat the motherfucking body, bitch.
So your body is worth a meal, bitch? That's what your body is worth?
Okay, bitch, just because he took you to a movie and out to eat, bitch, you got to give him some pussy. That's your obligation?
No.
Bitch, what is the world coming to, honey?
But I tell all the girls, bring your own coin when you go on a real date because you never know.
Thank you.
I know a lot of girls that did that when I was first coming up. I'm not going to lie, I did it too.
What?
I went out the door without no coin.
You better work for.
Yes, ma'am. I
went
out the door without no coin.
Dishes.
I learned that from now on, honey. I will never go nowhere without a coin.
I'm so glad I had the mother that I had because my mother, where are you going? Oh, I'm going out with my friends. Oh, well, you got money? Yeah, well, take this money with you just in case you don't have enough because you never know what could happen because you know you got that one girlfriend in the group because y'all go out to eat. And this bitch ordering four drinks, an appetizer, entree, and dessert, and then the bitch want coffee after the meal. And then once the check comes, she's like, "Oh, I ain't got no money." Oh well, bitch, you won't be sitting here because my meal came to dot dot dot, and that's what I'm paying.
She'll be singing on my own.
Right.
Oh, well,
I didn't tell you I was treated.
Bitch, that's
walk
the phone, bitch.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all just took me back, bitch. That song made me think of my daddy, no shade. I was just saying that makes me think of my daddy because that's the last song he played before he died was that Patti LaBelle and Joe Crocker song.
But I think again what you were talking about earlier with weak-minded girls, a weak-minded girl would go into that situation and actually feel as though they need to give something up in a situation. A girl like me, I'm going to have my own coin. Now, if you invite me out to dinner, I'm going to have my own coin. And if you try to pull that bullshit, it's going to be a battle somewhere. Because now it's like, I ain't doing it for that.
But see,
I ain't
doing it for
a hack meal, bitch.
And I agree. And my thing is, that's why, like, when dudes ask me out, and maybe that's just me, I might not be the only person to do it, but when dudes ask me out and stuff like that, I'm going to always have mine, but at some point in time in the conversation, because I'm old school, and this is how I think, that if I ask you out, it's on me. If,
which is why
okay,
I
okay, okay,
nobody
okay,
else.
Okay, Joel. So if I ask you out, it's on me. If you ask me out, then it's on you because you asked me out. If you ask me out and you don't say and you don't make it clear that, well, this is how we're going to do it, then it's on you. Now, if we're both, I'm at home and you at home and you say what you're doing and I say, well, I'm not doing nothing and you say, oh, you want to go to a movie, it's not like you're asking me out. It was just a suggestion because we were both not doing anything. So then with a situation like that, it's either you pay or I pay, and if I pay, then you pay if we go out to eat or vice versa. But if you just right out the gate say, well, you want to, Friday's coming, do you want to go to, you want to go see this new movie and get something to eat, then you just ask me out on a date. And it's on you.
And then you give me some ass when you get home.
No, they gonna get. I thank you. I had a good time. Call me when you get in the house and let me know you made it home safely. You ain't even gotta watch me turn the key and go in my house.
Say it again.
Well, actually, since I live in a basement, you ain't even gotta turn the key and watch me walk into my basement. So. Inside joke.
Wait.
Nasty.
You stupid, Jason.
J-Rock, don't you just love inside jokes? Don't you just love inside jokes?
Yeah. Just playing ignorant.
Yes, I do. But what I wanted to say about that at the beginning of it,
if anybody's out there listening, y'all got to realize it's 2014 now. I had that stigma too of like talking to the police when it's dealing with gay stuff, because I'd be thinking like this cop gonna pay it because it was a gay situation or whatever. But it's 2014. Sometimes the cop you talking to is
okay.
A queen himself.
Well, I think within J-Rock, a lot of times the cops have seen way worse or way more situations than what you think might have
right.
gone on.
Right.
The reason why I say that is because I'm saying don't never be afraid to report something because, you know, if the cop is that kind of bitch, then okay, whatever. But you never know. It could work out in your favor. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, wrong is wrong. The law has to work for you, too. But don't just pay it off and say, nah, the police not going to believe, oh, he not, because it's gay. There are some policemen out there, y'all got to realize, like I said, it's 2014. A lot of these cops is, you got young cops out there. Those young cops got a gay brother, a gay sister, a gay uncle. And these new generation of people that's growing up, they really don't give a fuck about that. If you got done wrong, they going to do their fucking job. It's them older-ass cops, them lieutenants and fucking sergeants, this old school, that be like, oh, that ain't nobody got time for that thing.
Child, you better do like one of my sisters did.
I mean,
and you know, J-Ray,
I agree with that because that made me, I could write a book. Because that just made me think about when I went to visit this dude, well, this dude paid for me to come visit him in New Orleans. And I knew... This is going to be fun, honey. This is going to be a key.
I already know
dude,
what
I mean. We talked for a while, and to top it off, he was a minister. So we talked for a while and stuff like that. And this was like right after my grandmother had passed. My grandmother passed away, and I was close. She passed away, and we had already made plans for me to come. For him to visit, so she didn't know that I had plans, so she passed away. So
I need you to focus on that for 5 seconds. Like she didn't know he was going there, so she went ahead and passed away.
Right, because
like
she
was gonna stick around.
Yeah, because she passed away, and so it was like, well, I was like, my grandma passed away. I'm really not in that space. Maybe we need to put this off. And he was like, well, because we don't believe in funerals. We do memorial services, so we were giving her memorial service. So we did the memorial service, and he was like, well, we can just change it, and you can come the following weekend because you really need to come. You need to get away. You need to clear your head and stuff like that. And I listened to my girlfriends, and my girlfriends were like, child, you need to go. My first mind said, no, you need to stay home. So I should. And we'll get there. So my first mind said, no, you need to stay home. So I go. Now, first when we made these plans, I was supposed to be staying in the bayou or in the city in a hotel. Because him and his boyfriend, and I knew he had a lover, because him and his lover, they had broke up. And the lover was supposed to be going. You should let him and the lover had broke up, and the lover was supposed to be going to Texas to be with his new boyfriend for a week because I was going to be in New Orleans for a week.
Back
so,
up.
Bitch, she hit
so,
the trifecta, honey.
Exactly. So the first night I get there, and I loved it. I really had a good time first night. I meet the dudes. I meet the boys. I meet his nephew. We go out to eat. We go back to the house. He had gifts waiting for me. And we go to bed. He get up that morning, and he goes to work. He leaves a note for me and all this other kind of stuff, takes breakfast in the microwave, it's in the oven, da-da-da-da. The day is going along, the morning is going along, and I hear somebody come in the house. And I'm like, okay. It's one of them Steely Shug moments. I can't move to I see her. And he calls me on the phone, and he says, my ex and his boyfriend got into it, so he came back. He's in his room, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He knows that you're there, da-da-da-da-da, whatever, some other kind of bullshit. So I was like, okay. So
So I get up, I wait till he goes downstairs, and then I dash into the bathroom so that I can take my shower and stuff. So now I'm like, bitch, I'm stuck in this bathroom. I got to get out of this bathroom so I can go get dressed. And he just, and it was like, and when I opened the bathroom door, they have a mirror so you can see down the hallway. So this bitch is sitting on the edge of his bed waiting for me to come out the bathroom. And I'm like, okay, bitch, I don't know what's about to happen. So I just like, you know what, Shania, I come out the bathroom and go in the room and shut the door. Dude calls me and says, how's everything going, da-da-da-da. I was like, I'm fine. He was like, well, my sister is coming past the house, and her and him are going to eat. He wants to know if you want to go eat. My sister wants to know if you want to go eat with them. You already met my sister, so you know my sister is cool, da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, okay, fine. I can't stay cooped up in this house and stay in this room with him all night long anyway. So I get dressed. I decide that I'm going to be, I guess, the, I don't know, bitch or whatever, and I go down the hall, knock on his door, and I say, hey, how you doing? I'm Jason, and I introduce myself, and I guess I'm sizing him up. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can see why Gita asked. And we proceed to get, he says, well, give me a second to get my keys, and we're going to go to such and such house. We go to dude's sister house. When we get out the car, the nephew runs to me. He thinks the nephew was running to him. The nephew runs to me and jumps in my arms and all some kind of stuff. And he was like, oh, you met him? I was like, yeah, I took the swimming class with him yesterday. And he was like, swim class? He don't even let me get in the water with him. So we go to lunch, and it's now the sister, the ex-boyfriend, and the ex-boyfriend's girlfriend. Baby.
Bitch.
When I tell you that baby ex, the best friend's girlfriend, the girlfriend gave me the motherfucking blues. She was like, so how, well, actually she wasn't reading me, she was reading him. So she was like, how do it feel to be in your house and you in one room and you know he in the room with your boyfriend, with your ex-boyfriend? So now I know, I was like, okay, this is about to get messy. So I get on the phone and I call my best friend, and he was like, y'all might need to drive down here, because I don't know what this is about to give, and stuff like that. And he was like, okay, well, just keep us posted. So we get through the meal, we go to the mall, and all that other kind of stuff. Long, because I know, like, okay, can you get to the point of the story? So that was Tuesday. Now, mind you, Tuesday night, he was like, because I told him how I never had red beans while we were eating. I said, well, I've never been to New Orleans, and I want to try the real food. Like, I've never had gumbo. I've never had red beans and rice and all this other kind of stuff. So he was like, oh, you never had red beans and rice? And I'm like, no. So he was like, oh, I'm going to fix that for you tomorrow, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, okay, work. And I was like, okay. Because while we were driving to get to the sister house, we had to have a conversation. We had to talk. We couldn't just sit in this car and not talk. He said he gave his point of view why they broke up. I gave my point of view, what I was told. And we got along. I was like, okay, but we can, like, if anything else, we can be girlfriends. So we, that night, we back at the house. We're all chilling. We're having dinner. And he said, oh, well, Jason, if you need to use the car, here's an extra set of car keys. They're on this thing right here. The cars, like, you can use my car. And I'm saying to myself, I'm being nice, and I'm saying thank you. And I'm like, bitch, I've never been here. I don't know where the fuck I would be going in your car or whatever. Long story short, this is Tuesday. Wednesday comes, he fixes the meal, and everything is fine. We get through Wednesday, everybody's getting along, da-da-da-da-da. Thursday, my friend that I'm there with goes to work. He calls my phone and says, he's tripping. He don't want you in the house. He hit me up on Yahoo or Yahoo and was like, he wants you out the house. He wants me back. Da 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 da. I got to get you out the house. So I'm like, at this point, I'm packing my stuff because I don't know if this bitch gonna go Sybil or what. So I'm like, okay, so I'm packing my stuff. I call my friends, and I'm like, y'all might need to come get me from the airport because da-da-da, this trip might be cut short. Well, baby, I get a knock on the door. And it's the police.
Oh, shit.
And the police was like, "Is there?" They was like, "Can you come downstairs for a second?" And I'm like, "Sure." And mind you, it's a black man, and it's a Caucasian man. So I'm like, "Okay, I don't know how this is going to go. So we just going to play this. I'm just going to play along because I don't know what he said." So he said, "The officer said, is there a problem?" And I was like, "Not that I'm aware of." Like that. And he says, "Well, he wants you to leave because he doesn't feel comfortable with you in his home." And I said, "Well, first of all, officer, I'm not here for him. So I really don't know why he's uncomfortable because I haven't said anything to him. I haven't threatened him in any kind of a way and anything like that." So then the police was like, "Well, do you live here?" And I was like, "No, I don't live here. I'm here with his roommate," like that. And then the black police start getting in. So the white officer was like, "Well, have you and him exchanged words?" And I was like, "No." So the black police is looking at him, looking at him, and he was like, "Mm-hmm." So I said, "Let me explain something to you, officer. The person that I'm here with and him, they dated. They're no longer together. He sleeps in one room, he sleeps in another room. They broke up. Apparently this morning he made a fake account on the internet and tried to have a conversation with him. When the conversation didn't go the way he wanted it to go, he then told the person that I'm here with that he had 30 minutes to get me out the house because he didn't want me here. So the black police was like, "Oh, so now we get the real story." So the white police was like, "Well, what did you say to him?" I said, "I haven't said anything to him. I said, in fact, he cooked me." I said, "Since I've been here." So then the white police said, "Well, how long have you been here?" I said, "I've been here since Sunday." So then he said, "Well, how long has he been home since you've been here?" I said, "He's been here since Monday." So then the black police said, "So you've been here for 3 days, and now today he has a problem?" And I was like, "Exactly." So then the police say, "Well, because of New Orleans law, I could have stayed in the house. But the person that I was there with had to be there too, he had to have a letter from the landlord saying that it was okay for me to stay in the house while he was at work." So this is where it got crazy because, now mind you, I have been there for like 4 days now, and me and the dude that I was there were paid for me to come and all this kind of stuff. We still hadn't done nothing. So now he's on the phone trying to find some place for me to stay. So I end up having to stay at his brother's house. And I felt like a child at camp because I had to go to the brother's house in the morning while he went to work because I couldn't stay in the house. And I guess, well, I think I lost my own points to the fucking.
So
I think I lost
part
my own
points.
It's
very awesome.
Just had
about
a threesome
and called
it a day. Right. Because that's what I would have did. No,
I would
have
fucked
him,
and then I would have fucked the other one when he came back home.
Style.
And everything would have been fine.
His ex looked like the name that I will not say. I will not do it. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she
Lord, no.
Ortiz.
Ma'am.
So I
she
guess the more the
Ortiz?
Point. So that get. No, not that name, another name. So I guess the point that I was trying to make in that story is that I guess the point that I was trying to make in that story was that, like, to piggyback what J-Rock said, that sometimes the police do know and you just need to be honest with them. Because the black police knew what was going on. He was just waiting for us to say what the real tea was. Now, I mean, it's real tea behind that story, but that's tea that I would only give to my brothers off the air because once I had got to once I got to day camp
yeah.
was where it was at. So
oh bitch.
So you went through
yeah.
2 hours.
So
you went through 2 hours of a story for that little bitty porn joke.
To tell us.
You know what?
Yeah.
So basically, you know, because more of the story is
I demand
when somebody
that
tells
you,
oh my goodness.
So more of the story is when somebody pays your way to come to their city and they say that they live with their ex and it's cool. Don't believe the hype because the ex is going to always throw a monkey wrench in the plans, but hopefully that they have a backup plan, like a brother that's cuter than them, and you can have with the brother like I did. So basically, they paid for me to come to New Orleans for a week, to have with their brother.
This the Titanic just went off in the middle of you telling that story, bitch.
Whatever, Dev. Dev, you still here?
Yes, bitch. I can't believe it either after that story.
Okay.
Bitch, it wasn't no dick involved. It was only
whatever,
red beans and rice.
Well,
all
Dev,
I got was
I mean, I could have, whatever, but I'm not. No, because I'm the one that's always telling stories. You girls need to start telling yours. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's going on?
Hello?
Hey.
Is J-Rock there?
So he did. He still got lotion on his meat waiting for Jason to get to the interesting part of the story, but he did.
Oh, what? J-Rock.
Who is this?
Huh?
Hello, hi, how are you?
J-Rock.
Shut the fuck up. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Damn, J-Rock.
How you know she wasn't calling about the ad in the paper?
No, she was calling to say, J-Rock, shut the fuck up.
You ain't
said
nothing. Jason was the one with the long, drawn-out, dry story.
J-Rock? Is that the girl that said, J-Rock, shut the fuck up?
Yes. I can feel it. Yes, caller.
J-Rock?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. I'm going back to this.
And I was not even saying nothing. That was Jason with that long ass story.
Okay, J-Rock, I will take that shut the fuck up for you. I throw myself in front of that shut the fuck up. But I thought my story was interesting. Fuck
your
y'all.
Story
I don't
was
care.
Interesting.
Y'all
we was just waiting for the dick.
For the big bang. We were waiting for the big bang.
You opened up the door and the roommate was standing there butt naked and stuff saying what you gonna do or something.
Girl, had you not even remembered the moral of the story, girl, we would have been listening on and on until we finally heard. Thank you for choosing Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Good night.
Okay, deal.
I hate y'all. I mean, we all had that story.
This boy came and got me, took me all the way to Joliet. He did not feed me.
Okay.
Did not do nothing that he said he was going to do. And sent me back home on the train.
Mystery man, you're right. The moral of the story is I should have stayed my young, hot ass home. But I wasn't hot my ass because I didn't.
Yes, you were, girl. You went all the way from Baltimore to motherfucking
That man must have showed you something on cam that made you say, let me pack my stuff tonight.
You may have not been hot in the ass, but it was definitely some mesquite or something, bitch.
Y'all are fierce because don't act like I know that I'm not the only queen on this phone, the bag, on somebody else's dime, and went and visited them.
Which is a 45-minute drive from Chicago. Like I just said, this motherfucker told me I was going to stay the weekend at his house. I didn't know nothing about his sister was staying. He lived with his sister. His sister had two kids, bitch. He did say, I was going to cook for you. Then we ended up in his mama's house in his auntie house eating a slice of roast beef and a spoonful of beans. Bitch, we went to go see Life. We went to go see Life at the movies. I felt drained. He drove past the Burger King, and I started crying. Bitch, I was ready to fucking go. Now, you see how funny my story was? The same detail as yours. And on a funnier level.
I've never had no problems.
Child, he gave me the greater of. He knew how to cook. He was going to do this. So when I got down, he drove down. He's like, you real silent. First of all, the motherfucker lied about how he looked. This was back in the day at a party line when the party line was, like, off the chain, bitch.
Oh, bitch, I didn't mean nobody off no party line.
Child, he was like, okay, so I'm going to come get you. I live in Joliet. We're going to trail. Now, his idea of chilling and going around in Joliet was taking me to the projects. bitch, I know where the projects is in Chicago.
If I can't see you, I can't meet you.
That's Michael Jackson.
I got a rule. I do not want to meet you and all your friends and your AT&T Sprint plan on the same day.
Hold on. Citizens Butch Queen Hour, I have a motherfucking question. What is your label? What do you top, bottom, verse, what are you giving?
Hashtag Team Versatile for Life.
Team what?
Team Verse for Life.
Oh.
Go through this. Yes, Team Verse.
I don't believe in that top and bottom bullshit. I don't understand how that shit
exists.
Oh, so you
don't.
God bless
you.
So
you're laying in slate.
God bless you. 347-339, you're on the air.
Y'all tall women.
347-339. Really?
Yes, bitch, you tell them the
really?
Story.
Oh,
okay.
Huh? Wait, I heard that. All I heard was hormones, bitch. I will get that again. Say it again.
I'm not doing that. Nobody.
Why y'all not quiet?
Yeah, it's like this.
I don't know, because it's always because it's like it's just like Mother Goose out when I tell a story and y'all just listen, but nobody never had enough of a book. Y'all know we do this every Tuesday, and I'm even.
Y'all got a question. I mean, we can talk about the regular stuff. I mean,
okay, so like my weekend, and I don't talk about my personal life, so I don't even go into deep. I don't want to go to a deep story because mine is probably even as deep as Jason's, but I'm trying to think of a way to sum it up in a real quick fashion. What do you do? Okay, I guess I have been dating off and on with somebody for the last couple years. I've moved to that area, and I stay less than 10 miles to where they live right now. So, lo and behold to me, my ex, before I dated him, have dated. He's dated his ex. He's dating somebody else. He's dating like four or five other people in the mix. Now, mind you, I'm just finding all this out like of this weekend, and he has not told me anything. But my thing was, I looked at him as somebody who I could trust and would tell me, like, to a certain extent, like, I'm dating all these people, because the people in that mix aren't right. So I'm just like, at this point right now, I'm upset. I've been upset for the last couple of days. Do you think it's wrong to have higher expectations of people nowadays? I guess that's my question. Because I don't know.
You got to figure out what you mean by which people, though.
The gay community?
Right.
Gay people. I would say gay people. I don't know how to word it to be a...
We want to give you the answer that you want, but we can't give you the answer that you want until you give us a little bit more, like, what kind of trust you want.
Never mind. I'm going to leave it alone.
You know you can't trust, but you automatically know you can't trust no whore. Now, if the motherfucker
see, and
whore,
that's the whole thing. I don't think that I knew, I to a respect level, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think that person was on that level like
Are
that.
Are you trapped with him?
Oh, no. Cool.
I would admit you good to go then. Girl, drop that shit off like a bad motherfucking habit and keep trucking.
What I would tell everybody is, do not sit in a situation expecting somebody to do something or whatever, or better themselves or whatever. I'm done. I'm done with relationships for 2014. I am fucking done.
Aww.
Never expect more out of life.
So wait a minute, because I'm trying to summing this up, and I know I'm one selection back, so then I'll get story. Your ex was, his ex was dating.
Okay, before I moved here, the person that I was talking to that lives here now, we broke up, and I was dating my ex.
So mm-hmm. in between time of us breaking up, they started dating. He stopped dating him and started dating his ex. And they ended up in a situation where this guy that we mutually knew from the club, from us going out, evidently he was trying to talk to him on Jacked, and my mm-hmm. ex, my other ex and him were together, and he told him, I just can't believe how dudes can be do other people so wrong. Now, all in the process, still going to do whatever they're going to go do. But at the same time, my ex is like, well, wait a minute. If you know they dating, why would you still be trying to have with him? You know what I'm saying?
You was in the cul-de-sac where everybody was just fucking each other and it was just going around in circles.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and I had no clue. I had no clue because I don't know these people where I'm living at right now. And so mm-hmm. it's embarrassing because I feel like everybody around me knew.
No more
but me.
Than you do.
Huh?
Everybody knows more than you do about this story.
Right, and everybody, you know what I'm saying? And the type of person I am, I'm a loyal person, and I feel that trust level was betrayed, and I put him to a higher standard than that to a certain extent. And just like somebody told me last night, just I can't expect everybody to be on the level of this is what I'm doing or this is the type of person I am face forward. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause that's
okay,
not the
now. Let me ask you this. What did you ask him?
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't ask him anything because at the point when I last talked to him, I just told him I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
No. I'm not talking about that. I mean before, y'all. Before you made the move.
Like,
before
how did the tea get spilled? Like, how did you find out?
Right.
My ex that used to date him a couple months ago while we were still dating told me that they were dating while we were talking. And beforehand, he was dating his ex before that. So none of the situation that we had was the truth at all. So, yeah.
That sounds like a Jackie basketball-wise situation,
right,
maybe.
Okay, so let me ask this question. He was dating him, but the two of y'all were just talking. Y'all hadn't really officially said we're a couple. Y'all hadn't really said set any ground rules that this is what we're doing, correct?
Exactly. Exactly. I you know,
no, but
I just,
but Justin, you did say you were on and off for years.
Yeah, and it's yes, yeah.
For years,
so
that's already like it doesn't matter. You already built something.
And that's my whole thing. You know, it's not like some stranger bitch I met off Jack that we just started having dating and I just found all this stuff out. I expect that from those type of people. But I don't expect that from people that I've known. And I'll go further back. And I've known this person since, like, 2001, 2002. And this is
right.
2014. And we've dated on and off since then.
Okay, well, now that I know that backstory, you have every right to feel like you did, honey. That was a child. That was gross. Forget your girlfriend.
Now, I'm going to say this. I can't say this on the air, so I'm going to inbox it, and I'm going to leave it at that, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be quiet about
nah,
it.
Nah, bitch, don't be no inboxing asshole.
I can't, because I don't know who listened on this air, and I really do not feel comfortable saying it on the air.
I understand that, but yeah.
Inbox me too then, shit. Don't leave me out.
I think you definitely deserve something.
Well, to me, I don't think you should lower your standards that you have in a relationship because of what that person did. I don't think you should do that. But what I don't think you should do is expect them from people because that's when you get let down. When you get into a relationship, it's either, you know, this or that. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have no trust in a relationship, you don't have any loyalty, that's not a relationship. You're just playing games. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know when somebody's not being faithful because you have that instinct. You have that gut feeling like something is not
right.
See,
I had noticed that, and that's
right.
That was,
exactly.
And mm-hmm. like the last month or 2 months, I have been to the point where I'm not, you know, you're not calling me, you're not saying anything to me. It's like pulling teeth to see you and stuff like that. And for me, I'm an affectionate person. And to a certain degree, we've never lived in the same area. We've always lived like 2-3 hours apart or whatever. So for me moving to where I am, I stay right down the road for you to stay. You can come over here anytime. I can come over there. I hardly ever see you. So that by itself was shade to me. So I started picking up on it, and I just got to the point, in my head, I'm just going to leave it alone. If you want to be bothered, I'll see you. But I think that's, for me, my heart, it just broke my heart because I have been upset. So.
I think
a lot of people go wrong in relationships because they look at what people can do for them. And depending on what the person can do for them, especially if it's financially, then they willing to put up with whatever. Like, bitch, no, ma'am. I don't give a fuck how much money you got or anything. Bitch, you gonna treat me the way I deserve to be treated. And that's why I'm by myself to this day. I'm not saying you got to be the richest man or anything, but, bitch, you gonna need to meet me halfway because I'm not taking care of you. I'm not your mama. And, bitch, you gonna have to bring something to the table. And, bitch, I can smell out your little bullshit. It's only so much I'm gonna put up with before you get the boo.
Yeah.
I'm with that one.
So, Justin, you better listen to that woman in the wishing girl.
I mean, because, Justin, I'm where you at for a simple, like, because I was in a situation where I'm in a situation, well, I was in a situation until after that final episode of being Mary Jane. And it was just like, that's why I really liked that show, because I could relate to being Mary Jane in so many different ways, and I guess we all could, men, women, whatever, in certain situations. And there's a certain situation where there's a dude that I met, a dude that I know, and I've known him for about six years now. And I think I said something, I think I talked about him about it before, and I've known him for about 6 years, and I know that he's not the best. I know that he was beneath my pay grade, but I still liked him as a person. And he had potential that if the right person backed him and motivated him, he could be more. But apparently, I didn't have the time. Or the way that I went about it, he didn't. It was. I guess it came off as mothering or smothering or whatever. However, over the course of us knowing each other, he's been in and out of my life. I've been in and out of his life. We've never really been in a relationship. We've just kicked it. But he's been in a relationship with other people while we kicked it. And because I knew that he was in relationships with other people, I knew that I could never really trust myself in a relationship with him because I got that saying, what they'll do with you, they'll do to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I already knew what he was doing. But because, of course, over the 5-6 years that I've known him, you grow feelings for somebody. I'm not going to lie. You grow feelings for somebody. And
anywhere in the world, that's not going to happen.
And to a degree, it got to the point that in the beginning, when a girl has needs, your needs get met. And then it
goes. Not the bees.
You do not know somebody in my inbox. You do not have to be mad. Trust me, because when I finish the story, you'll understand. So when my knees were getting mad.
Jason, check your inbox.
Okay.
Baby.
What happened?
Well, I'm glad you didn't say that on the air, brother. And I thank
you.
Yes,
I'm. Ooh, I need
girl,
a moment.
Jason,
okay.
Baby, you are so long-winded, honey. Where you so
okay,
long-winded?
No, so I'm trying to get to the point. Okay, the point of the story is that because I had feelings for him, and it went back and forth, he would be with people, but when I needed him, he would be back and forth with people and stuff like that, and I felt, but he was always a part of my life. Now that he's engaged to someone, and I know that it's a facade because it's one of those relationships where he's only with this person because this person has a car.
Okay, but
person,
now that he engaged,
So now that he's engaged, it's like we weren't together, but for some strange reason,
I was in my feelings. I was really in my feelings to the point that I was like, bitch, you was just with me last weekend for the whole weekend, and then you was just whatever. And I was in my feelings that I was like back in high school, felt like I was back in high school, and I wanted to call this bitch up and say, oh, bitch, we need to have lunch so that I can tell you a few things about this person that you're parading around that you're so happy to be engaged to.
Oh, not high, but so, not high, Jerry.
Now I can kind of relate to what you're saying, because it's just only one straight man in my life. Well, I mean, I don't guess he's that straight if he's fucking around with me. But anyway, so I mean, I've been through in his life for a little bit.
So,
you know,
so
he got like 17.
So long story. Okay, so basically, long story short, I guess it kind of goes back to that dickmatized or asthmatized thing. Because it was like, I mean, because I guess when we connected on a level, we were cool and everything. I liked being around him and all this kind of stuff. But I just knew that I know for a fact that us in the relationship wouldn't work, because I knew I would end up in jail. But the fact that I had to get so fluently in my face that you engaged, that y'all happy, that this is going on and that is going on, it really
took me to
you.
Talk radio. Goodbye.
Oh, it really,
oh shit.
It really took me to a dark place, and it got me to a dark place where I saw the episode of Being Mary Jane, the final episode when the man said something to her, and it was like when she went, and you know, it was like when she goes to his house and she says goodbye to him for the very last time, she knew that was going to be the end. So it's like I'm at a point now where I need to have a conversation with him, because I know that when we have that conversation, that's going to be it for me.
Well, girl, if you wanted it, why you just been open your mouth when you had the chance and went for it? Why you want to wait till he get all engaged
because he lives in a because when you live in that real reality, no matter how much you feel like you, how much you really feel this person, no matter how much you just be like, I know it's getting ready.
Well,
to
if you don't ever say nothing, then what?
Hey, let me. I just want to say something. I did not move for that person. I moved for my job, and my job relocated me here. And
oh,
it
no,
just happened
have.
To be a convenient fact that I was here. So I know meanly posted it in the group. That was not the case. I would never move for some man. Don't get the
well,
dog.
Well, baby,
like that.
After that message that you sent, that bitch would have been blocked and motherfucking out of here.
Right. So to answer, so to go back to answer your question, Paula, because I know his history, and I knew his history, it was okay to play around. And my mom always said, be careful what you play with, because you might get burnt or whatever.
Exactly.
So because I knew his history, I felt like as long as I wasn't in a relationship with him, I was safe. But even though we weren't in a real relationship, the fact that we were in each other's lives for over 5 years, it's still a relationship.
Right.
It's a relationship. Y'all just don't have titles. But you call it what you call it. I've been that done.
Right. We didn't have titles, because he could be with other people. And I guess that kind of makes me married a slut or whatever. You can call me whatever you want. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I can deal with it. He could be
no,
because
I was there too, girl. He could be with other girls, but he cannot be with no kind of man at all. Or it's just gonna be a problem.
Right. He can be a real fish,
but other than that, no man.
Right.
It's
he could be with whoever he wanted to be with, and if they could have the title of boyfriend, lover, fiance. Because even with his fiance, because like when I hit him up, he was like, "I'm engaged, but that don't mean nothing. Because if you still want me there." I'm there.
Damn.
And I'm
that's
like,
it. No,
right.
he just hit the nail on the hammer.
And my thing is this. Even though I know that, I can't, because you're now engaged, I can't mess with you, and I would never mess with you, because I may have disrespected that person then, but now you have a solid commitment, and I'm not going to disrespect that person, because it may come a time when I decide that I seriously want to be in a relationship, and I don't want that done to me.
No shade, but if I'm in a relationship with you, or we talking, what's mine is mine. I'm territorial.
And that's exactly, I'm the same fucking way. And I don't share with nobody.
Exactly.
So all that extra bullshit or whatever, whatever, and that's my whole thing. I could tell something was different. So I had basically started shutting down shop. So I just, you know, I don't know. It's one of those learning lessons.
Some people get in relationships because they're looking for love, they're looking for this, and they're looking for certain things. If you can't find it with me, bye. Don't drag me along. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Just don't do it. You don't need five or six people for something that one person can give you.
But I would rather do like Jason and wait 5 or 6 years to really know a motherfucker before giving them a title, rather just finally just meeting somebody and 2 months later, oh, we're in a relationship, oh, I love you, da 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 da.
Right.
No, bitch, I need time to really get to know you.
Thank you.
Exactly. So my question is, because, I mean, for me, I know where I stand. Because, like, my sister was like, well, you might want to have closure with him and stuff like that. And what if he come over and y'all, and you know, he look at you a certain way and da-da-da, and he touch you a certain way, you know what's going to happen. And I was like, no, because we can't go down that road again. I'm not going to allow myself to go down that road again. And secondly, then my sister was like, well, then you need to tell the person, you need to tell his fiance and stuff like that. And I'm like, at this point, I don't care. And it's not my place to tell him that the person that you marrying or you just engaged yourself to is sleeping around town, Joe, and he's sleeping with me. And I know he slept with that person. I know he slept with that person. But you about to put a ring on it. So if you want to put a ring on it, I'm like, at this point, it's his place because he's not a friend of mine. So it's his place to find out that the person that he's turning into a house husband is his responsibility. And that was my thing, is that I'm washing my hands of it. And I was like, because now it's been like 3 weeks or whatever, and you know how you can miss somebody, but as time goes on, you don't miss them, and it's like eventually they just fade away. And then we're like, well, how such and such? They're like, the only time you have thought about it is if somebody else brings them up.
Yep.
It's like it's at that place for me because, I mean, because like I said, I was in a real dark place because, I mean, I even talked to Jasmine about it, that I was like in a real dark place. I was like, I'm mad and I'm about to do this and I'm about to do that. And I'm like, this is taking me outside of myself, and I don't do these kind of things. I don't usually let my feelings get this involved, but like I said, it was over 5 years.
I just watched this thing up again. It's gonna be a minute. It's gonna be a minute before I grow